participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I can get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Stay tuned for your chance to win big money by naming the celebrity Bert. Only on the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are. God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK. 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW. 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Okay. Hi, Donna Mike.
Your mom takes it up the bone.
Oh, we're sorry.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Well, every day at clockwork.
No, keep them away.
Here they come, nice
Buddy,
boys.
No!
No.
Selling cookies or something.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
There he is.
They're selling hate muffins. And I know it's out of school, but may I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Is Jesus mad at you?
I told you he'd work it in.
He couldn't help it.
Good
morning, Mr. and Mrs. Father Phil McCracken and all the ships at sea. Hey, you loved them last night as Gilda Radner and Gene Wilder.
Oh, yeah.
Here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yes, a lot of people don't know that. Mike and I would flip off between the roles,
which I think it's just a tribute to our genius.
One time I was Gilda, next
right.
scene Mike was Gilda.
But let's tell the truth. We fought over who was going to play the most Gilda. We both wanted to play more Gilda.
And you won out.
I won out. I was so happy about that.
More job. Gilda, more often. Hello, the Don and Mike Show, and it's a new episode on this Tuesday. April 30.
Right.
And here's your phone numbers from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From Washington, D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067. New York City, WNEW, your phone number 877-692-1027.
I've had it up to here with the likes of you people.
Hold on, although that's true. I meant to play this one. I'm sorry.
Ah.
Buzzword. Went across. There he is.
Okay.
Buzz Girdley.
Hi, Don. I'm Mike.
Hi, Buzz. Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello. This is Lynn. My mom and dad were supposed to come in today. My dad was going to light my mom's part. Well, they don't believe me.
What do you mean they don't believe you?
They think I'm putting them on because they played a joke on me about a horse. And I kind of fell for it. And now they think I'm just trying to get them back.
Well, honey, have them turn on the radio and have them hear that we're doing a... Listen, today's show is absolutely...
Turn on the radio, Mom and Dad.
Today's show is absolutely jam-packed. Mm-hmm. We are going to have people coming down to play the game, What Would Your Parents Do?
Right.
To win the trip to Cancun, Mexico.
Yes, and I remember this phone call where I didn't realize that it was a...
dad that was going to light mom's fart on fire.
No, no, no. It was mom lighting dad's fart.
Mom lighting dad's fart on fire. I didn't know mom was going to be involved in it.
I didn't know that it was a mom and dad pop operation either.
Well, where are you?
Yeah, we're in Arlington, and I even went to Anita's this morning and got a breakfast burrito so they could build up some good gas.
Well, you got to get them in the car and get them out here.
Now, where, you know, put your mom and dad on the telephone with us.
Okay. Hold on.
Here's that's what you
okay,
really
you
wanted.
You got to get on the phone.
There you
okay.
go.
Here. Okay. He's running from me because they're listening to it on delayed, and my dad's just wolfing down his burrito.
It's a real contest.
And it's like, he's just... It's the truth.
It's a real contest.
Well, I mean, if they're listening to the radio, what is the breakdown here?
So good to me. You wouldn't believe how good.
You know, I would like to point out we don't have either parent on the air yet.
Not yet.
Okay, hold on. All right.
As perhaps.
Oh, here he is.
Hold on.
As it begins to throb in my brain. Hello, Dad. Dad?
Yeah.
Dad, this is Don and Mike.
Yeah, I hear it now. I didn't leave her because we had pulled a joke on her. She fell for it, and I thought she was pulling on my leg. Apparently, she's not.
I swear to Christ. That today we're doing a contest. What would your parents do? And the wackiest parent stunt wins for the parents a trip for two to Cancun, Mexico.
So would you like to win a trip to Cancun?
Oh, yeah, that would be nice. That's what she was telling us, though. We didn't believe her.
Well, you better get your gaseous ass down here, then.
Get down here.
Well, I got to prepare myself. I got to get some baked beans going here.
All right, well, get down here.
Okay.
All right, see you later.
Eat them in the car.
So we've got that happening today.
Which is nice.
The What Would You Do contest. And that's going to be ongoing throughout the show.
This is true.
A bunch of people called yesterday, and our doors are open. The best mother or father or mother and father act
right.
will win the trip to Cancun.
I'm looking forward to that.
Also today on the show, live from various churches, from various Catholic churches in Washington, D.C.
Father Phil.
Father Phil McCracken.
Yes.
Now, he is en route as we speak. Good. He's backed up on Route 66.
Right.
But I saw the lad before the show today.
Yes. The perky, grinning brother of Rob.
Gave him the instructions. How do I best describe him? Like one of the guys in Animal House.
Yeah, one of the nerdy guys but he's a nerdy guy that's part of Delta House.
Yes.
He's not one of the nerdy evil guys from the other fraternity.
No, yeah, he's from the good fraternity.
He's not from Niedermeyer's
fraternity.
He's
from Belushi's fraternity.
He's like Hoover. He would be juggling tennis rackets if we had a party.
Exactly.
Very helpful.
Hoover was the lawyer for the group.
Right, right.
This guy has a big, giant head and maybe the biggest teeth that you've ever seen in your life.
He has an infectious smile.
So and
he truly does.
And he's willing. He's willing.
Well, an infectious smile like some sort of infection.
That's, yes, okay, good.
He is willing to do anything for the show.
That's great.
So what we've done is we have sent him down to the, and I'm going to get to the list of stuff that he's going to be reading.
Right.
He has a bullhorn.
Uh-huh.
He is wearing a priest's suit. Now, Rob, did we get him the pointy hat?
Yes, I think.
Did we get him the pointy Pope, Cardinal Bishop hat?
What I saw, the outfit was still under plastic. And thank you very much to Wenda at Masters Costumes. And
good old Wenda never lets us down.
She is the absolute best, and thanks to her. I believe it is a long black robe, like the dress-like robe.
Right.
With like a white vestment over it.
Yes.
And the tall, jeweled hat.
Perfect.
Like
wonderful.
The outfit for high mass.
Excellent. He's going to be out, and he has a... hold on. I want to promote this for tomorrow's show. Damn. Today's show...
Damn. Hold on. I'll be damned.
Tomorrow, for those of you in the Beach Towel Club, hot, naked girls touching and kissing each other.
Yes.
On the show, the girls from iVolt.com.
From iVolt?
Yes, iVolt.com.
Like iVolt?
Correct.
iVolt.com.
They are coming down here. They're going to kiss and touch, and we're going to take their picture and put that on the website.
Kiss and touch.
And they're going to be playing the nude version of the $20,000 pyramid.
Yes, they'll be giving each other clues. It'll be very exciting.
For you, the home listener. Hello?
Hello, this is Rob's brother.
Oh, hold on, Father Phil. Hold
Father
on a second.
Father Phil McCracken on the phone.
Are you at the place?
I'm almost there. I'm just trying to find a parking space.
All right.
You got to love the parking here in D.C.
All right, call me when you get there.
Okay, yes, sir.
Call back when you get there. Tomorrow, we'll have hot, naked girls.
Wonderful.
Kissing and touching and playing the radio version of the $20,000 pyramid.
Not only will you have the pleasure of the Beach Towel Club enjoying the nudity, but you'll have the pleasure of strippers trying to give each other smart clues.
Yes, and they'll be playing for you, the Don and Mike home audience, to win a valuable prize.
Amen. Cool.
And the girls will be joining us for bowling tomorrow night.
How exciting is
excellent.
That?
Which guarantees perhaps the biggest turnout ever.
What time are we bowling and where are we bowling tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, it's a brouhaha in Alexandria, Virginia.
Alexandria.
As you're finding gutter balls, dissect the X-Men. We'll be playing at the wonderful Alexandria AMF.
AMF.
On Richmond Highway tomorrow night at 7. Come watch us get jiggy with our matching shirts and the hot girls who will be naked on the show tomorrow.
Wonderful.
Now, the guy, Father Phil McCracken.
Yes.
Here's the deal. He's wearing the suit. He's wearing the religious suit.
Right.
He has a boombox that will be playing NSYNC records.
Good.
He has NSYNC posters. He has a bullhorn, and he has a gigantic bag of candy.
Perfect.
And this just added today, small 2x3-inch like cards of Justin Timberlake to hand out.
There you go.
Now, what will he be saying?
Yeah, what?
Well, here's what he'll be saying. As he is standing in front of various Catholic churches in the Washington, D.C. area, and this is something that we plan to do in New York and Baltimore and Philadelphia as well. We've given him 12 things to say, and he is not allowed to
diverge.
Break from format.
Right.
He simply is Father Phil McCracken. Hi, I'm a Catholic priest who really enjoys NSYNC. Is that so wrong? Would you like some candy from a priest who thinks that Justin Timberlake is just the sweetest thing in the world?
You know, these lines are well written for the kid, too, that's doing this.
Oh, boy, I sure do like the NSYNC. Would you care to dance with me? I sure would like to NSYNC my teeth into Justin Timberlake, Lance Bass, J.C. Chavez, Joey Fatone, and Chris Kirkpatrick.
What a tribute to NSYNC.
Here's my confession. I have an NSYNC obsession. Wait, hold on. There's more. See, that's only halfway through.
Wow.
We spent some time with some liquid beverages last night and came up with this one. Hi there. I'm a Catholic priest, but I might be... Bye, bye, bye. You know the NSYNC song? Bye, bye, bye. Here's another one. Justin is so hot, it's a sin. I gotta get me some of that. I love NSYNC, but I am just not a fan of Britney or Christina Aguilera. Go figure.
Well, he's handing out candy.
I am the priest they call the NSYNC beast. Look at me dance like I'm doing a Hail Mary in my pants. Woo! Join me. Let's dance together, my children.
Oh, God. And I mean God.
Then we have, hey, NSYNC fans. Want to see my rosary beads?
Oh, wow.
No, they're rosary beads, damn it. And finally... I feel a lot better now that Justin broke up with Britney Spears.
Of course he does.
I mean, for Christ's sake, give someone else a chance, you bitch.
Wow.
So these are the things that Father Phil McCracken...
While he's handing out little pictures of Justin Timberlake, and he's handing out candy.
And he's dancing.
And he's dancing with his boombox.
With his boombox.
Boy, I wish we had TV.
Today in front of various Catholic churches in the...
Wonderful.
In the greater D.C. Metro area.
Excellent.
Hello, Tom, Don and Mike Show. Hello, Tom.
Hey. Radio Gods, Buzz, Rob, and company. How you all doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Well, I want to let you know that, you know, as all good little Don and Mike Wild Fan listeners should, I called that guy who told that lame-ass joke last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
You should have heard the message he left on his cell phone. He was telling all the Don and Mike fans that were calling to harass him to go F themselves.
Well, now, this is a guy...
Well, that happens.
You know, he has to know that he pays the price.
And that's exactly what I told him. I said, hey, man, you know the rules. You tell the joke, you bomb, you pay the price.
You agree to give out the phone number. We verify the phone number.
That's the way it works.
You agree if you feel that strongly about your material.
That's right.
You know, and one of these days, we're going to get a joke. That we actually laugh at.
One of these days.
You know what? It ain't going to be coming from me because I'm not that stupid.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
You're welcome. Be good, guys.
Thank you. Hello, Bob. Don and Mike Show. Bob. Hi.
Hey, Mike.
Hey.
Hello?
Hey, I'm here. Go ahead. Hello, can
Hello?
You hear me?
Hello,
can you
Bob?
Hear me?
John and Mike.
Yes, Bob.
What about Bob?
What about Bob?
Bob was baby stepping.
I'm baby stepping. I'm doing the work.
Had a problem with his telephone. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Yes, and Mike. Hi.
Hey, how you doing? This is Charles. Hey, I just want to tell you guys the quality of your shows that you guys are putting out right now are top notch. They're really good. And I am the owner and webmaster of the new fan site that's on the web there. Just wanted to give you guys a heads up on about us and what we're about.
Hey, what?
What is this called about?
What? Hey, what? What?
The new fan site that's up on the web there, the RadioGodsForum.com. I'm the webmaster and owner.
I thought RadioGodsForum.com was run by that guy that brings out the
picture boy.
He is one of our mods on the forum there. He's just a good friend and helps.
What I heard about
the site.
What I heard from that guy, the guy with the pictures of the bowling alley.
Yeah.
What he said, hold on a second. What he said was that, you know, there will be no tomfoolery on this website.
I don't know. Listen, if it's a good website, more power to you. Thank you. What can we do for you, sir?
Hello?
Well, I just wanted to tell you, what we're about is, you know, just the fans coming and talking and sharing about, you know, what you guys are putting out.
It's a plug.
Just having fun and everybody getting together.
Oh, you're just calling for a plug. You're just calling for a plug for the website.
Well, no, I'm not trying to do that. What I'm just saying, you know, is just...
Are we on some sort of phone delay or something?
No, he is.
I don't know.
Would you agree that your call was, in essence, a veiled plug?
I mean, I'm down with that if that's what you were trying to get to, a plug. It's just...
Forward.
I'm wary of websites that want to associate themselves with the show based on the whole DonandMikeFans.com thing.
Right.
Right, exactly. But we're not about... What we're trying to do is just, you know, have some fun and share some comments.
Well, great. Well, we'll do that.
Show.
Do that then. And,
yeah, no good can come of that.
And more power to you.
Have fun, though. Okay. We appreciate that and enjoy your website.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Good luck.
Goodbye.
You know what he's doing?
Toodaloo.
He's making memories.
Yes, he's making big
memories.
Time memories.
Making memories. Don and Mike show. Hello, James.
Hi, I have a joke for you guys.
Now, this is the guy, you know the rules?
Yes, I do.
Have you given your phone number to Lisa?
I have not.
Hold on, please. Lisa must verify your phone number.
First things first.
And while Lisa's doing that, I know that Phil, my crack-in, is ready downtown, but Mike... You have a box in front of you that I think you should open now on the air.
I have a gift for the show, and this is a gift that's been sitting in my garage since my wife picked it up. I saw this thing out in the wilds of Virginia, and I thought it was for all of us.
Big box, about 2.5 feet high.
Here he is. I'm going to take him out of his styrofoam casket right now.
You know what this is going to be? This is going to be a good luck charm for the Don and Mike show.
Good. Hey, that's excellent. We can always use that.
Oh, damn. He's upside down.
That's all right. He doesn't know,
he's
Mike.
He's upside down.
He doesn't know.
You're fine.
It's a gigantic box that says character collectibles on it.
But that stood for Canadian Club.
He's upside down. Now he's right side up.
Hey, take him out. It is the biggest.
Let's get him out.
Wow. The biggest waste of $195 that I can imagine.
Carefully packed in styrofoam.
It is a...
Bob, come over and help me with this.
It's got to be 2.5 feet tall.
Right.
A statue of the dead Dale Earnhardt.
God's
with his arms folded, looking stoically.
Now, can you take him out of the styrofoam?
You bet I can.
There
he is.
That is terrific.
Oh, man, that's handsome.
Don, on behalf of the Academy.
My God.
There you go.
Now, this is...
Now, be careful. Don't hurt him.
I'm not going to bust him.
Damn God.
I'm just giving everybody an indication.
It's substantial. It's solid.
Yeah. The way that's Dale's head.
Don, you know, I shouldn't be giving them this plug, but I will tell you that the character collectible line combines an element of fun and imagination with a measure of detail and a dash of style.
Sure does.
Don?
Yes, Mike.
Take a closer look.
I am.
You'll find distinctive design and elegant workmanship, the finest materials and rich colors.
There you go.
All help to create a memorable gift. A
character collectibles of creative nature and an innovative outlook are important elements.
Rob, I think putting the Dale Earnhardt statue in front of a microphone is kind of a worthless proposition.
But it sure looks funny as hell.
I don't imagine he's going to be saying a whole lot.
Isn't that a great bus? Let's see what you made of.
I don't see anything else, any other literature.
There's a packet there.
There is
ceramic.
Right there. And I think,
yes, it appears to be some kind of porcelain / ceramic.
Ah. Certificate of authenticity. Oh, well. Your sculpture is an authentic collectible honoring Dale Earnhardt.
Sculpture.
With the combined efforts of several artists, these handcrafted and wonderfully detailed limited edition collectibles have been developed under license by Character Collectibles. Okay, it's another plug. So there it is. This is the certificate of authenticity that goes along with it.
You want to file that.
And I will want to file that. And there he is, number three, in our studio forever.
Because God needed a driver. And that is
right now.
That will be the official good luck charm.
Yeah, I think that's excellent.
Of the Don and Mike show, we have to find a special place for him. And Mike, I know that you would you spent $195 of the Michael Mara divorce fund on that, and we thank you.
Yeah, that's true.
But you would in no way want anyone to defile or defame that. That's however, true. May I ask, if Rob takes a brand new Sharpie,
right,
could Rob simply draw the X's over the eyes?
Yes, he can. Yeah, absolutely.
You know what? I'd like to make an on-air plea right now to Wendell Hall. I'd like to commission a shelf.
A shelf for our collectibles?
Yeah, I believe he'd look real good right next to this great man.
Absolutely.
Next to the big picture of Mel.
Be careful. I want this to be done skillfully, Rob.
And so it shall.
Very good.
Okay.
I think that'll be wonderful. And no, I don't consider this defacing it. I consider this just making it final.
Enhancing.
You know what it is?
It's just closure.
It's updating it.
Think of the neck, though, that actually spends $195 and, like, puts it on his mantle as the centerpiece.
Without X's.
Without X's over the eyes. Which, of course, is the eternal sign of the damned of the dead.
It's comic book death is what it is.
Yes. Cartoonish.
And Rob is doing a fine job. There we go. Rob is pleased.
There it is.
Good job. Excellent. Oh, excellent.
Now, you know what?
Fine job.
We need a picture. Job. We need the picture.
Right.
Get the digital camera. There's got to be a picture of the good luck charm standing in front of the microphone.
Amen.
That we can post at WNEW.com and WYSP.com.
We'll do it as soon as we get off the air today because the digital camera is following the good father.
Wonderful. Good.
Okay, terrific.
Gotcha. Beautiful. Meanwhile, the guy, Mike, thank you on behalf
my
of
my pleasure.
All
thank you, Mike.
My thank
you.
And I thank the soon to be separated from me, Mrs. O'Mara, who picked it up and purchased it and put it in our garage. I saw it. She went out and picked it up.
Thank you. And thank you, Laura. And here now is the joke guy. We've called him back. The guy has a valid cell phone number.
Rob, turn it towards me for a second.
As you put the Dale Earnhardt statue with the X'd out eyes. The official good luck charm.
There we are. That's the good luck charm of the Don and Mike show.
Dale wasn't that short, though.
No, not at all. Well, no. It's not life size.
It's not full size, Rob, but it's
proportionally, it's perfect. And I think the Mr. Goodwrench suit looks fantastic.
It's like twice as big as a G.I. Joe.
Yes, absolutely. And much more solid.
And it's got all the stuff. It's got
great detail.
It's got the NASCAR logo. It's got AC Delco.
He's on a pedestal that has number 3 with an autograph on it.
He's got Goodwrench going down the side of his pants.
I mean, the outfit looks terrific. I'd like to own one of those.
Here now is the guy with the joke. Who has given us the cell phone. We verified that it's his number.
Good.
You understand now, your name is James?
Yes, it is.
You understand if the joke's not funny, we give out your phone number on the air.
That's fine.
All right, go ahead, lay it on us.
All right, what's black and blue and hates sex?
What?
The girl in the trunk of my car.
All right, this guy's phone number, everybody, is area code 410.
So old.
Yeah.
410-703-2557. Again, call this guy and tell him what a dick he is. 410.
I urge our female listeners to give him a call.
703-2557.
You're aware the greatest offense, sir, was the age of the joke. The joke has been out for Just many moons.
I just heard it the other night.
Okay, yeah. I understand. Well, that's the way
I had to go with it. I thought it'd make
sense. That's the way jokes work. You never know. It's a hit and miss proposition.
Simply not funny. We've never had a hit, though.
But we've had two hits. We've had two hits.
Have we really?
Helen Keller went to town riding on a pony. And then what's Black and Sits at the Top of the Stairs? Christopher Reeves after a house fire.
But that was during Make Us Laugh.
Make Us Laugh, right. I count those as jokes.
But that was never when someone called in on their own.
Oh, we have never, somebody like randomly, no, you're absolutely right. Both of those, Don, were when we went through hundreds of jokes and hundreds of Make Us Laughs. They were not random jokes called in. You are absolutely right.
Father Phil. Father Phil McCracken.
Hello.
Now, without revealing the location, let me just ask you, are you in front of the first church?
I am indeed.
And I will now reveal to Mike.
Yes.
The church that he is in front of.
Very good.
There is lots of construction in the area.
Lots of construction in the area.
Uh-huh.
He is in the District of Columbia.
Now, are you in an area where people can see you, where people are passing by?
I am parked right in front of the church itself.
All right. Now, are you set up with the boombox?
I am indeed. I have the calendar out, and it is flipping, because of the wind, it's flipping between short hair Justin and curly hair Justin.
Wonderful. All right.
Now, do you have your bag of candy?
I do indeed. There aren't any children, though.
That's okay. It probably works better if there aren't children.
Probably want to hand that candy out to adults.
In fact, do you have the bullhorn?
I do.
All right, why don't we begin this exercise by having you start the boombox, and let's set the level of the in-sync music in front of the Catholic Church.
All right. It is now playing. I'm waiting for the music. Can you all hear that?
Yeah, now you want to turn that down. Hold on, wait a minute. All right, now, give me a check.
I'm doing the dance also.
All right, now, give me the check on the bullhorn. Give me a 1, 2, 3 check.
1, 2. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, I think it sounds well-balanced.
All right,
though.
I think he's got it.
I mean, you can really make that bullhorn scream if you want to.
But I think it sounds good. Sounds good.
All right, I'm now going to broadcast to the people at the construction site.
All right, now, start off by introducing yourself. Say, hello, I am Father Phil McCracken. And then, remember.
Go down the list.
Go down the list. Just pause briefly between each of them.
All right.
All right, go ahead.
Hi, I'm a Catholic priest who enjoys NSYNC. Is that so wrong?
Okay, hold on. Please stop.
He's acting.
Stop.
He's acting.
Let me stop you for a second. First, you want to introduce yourself. This is not on the page. You want to introduce yourself as, hi, I'm Father Phil McCracken.
Okay.
Then, when you read these in a rather monotone fashion.
Yeah, not too much acting. And turn that, as Rob said, turn that bullhorn up a little bit.
And now, you know what else? Please describe the outfit you're wearing for us.
I'm wearing a long, full-length robe with a priest, the old Catholic priest collar. But I'm wearing the archbishop hat, the double-pointed head.
Very good.
The Pope hat.
Excellent.
And I hear police cars, so I'm just being careful.
Listen, they could be off to solve some crime.
Sure. All right, go ahead. Now start your spiel in the bullhorn and make sure it's turned up.
Would it be possible that you could set the cell phone down and operate the bullhorn at a louder level so that we could actually hear that effect?
Not a problem.
All right.
I'm putting it down, and I'll pick it back up after a few.
Okay.
Obviously, he put the cell phone
too close
next to the boombox.
Hello? Hello?
He put down the phone.
Hello?
They knew he was going to do that.
All right, now.
You put the cell phone next to the boombox.
Put the cell phone away from the boombox, and we'll have a winner.
Put the cell phone
there. On the other side of the boombox, so it's not, because all we were getting was a lot of the NSYNC music.
Okay, not a problem.
Now.
Oh boy, I do like
to
sing.
You think you're a
dancer?
No.
I love these guys that do it, but to a man, they are colossal dumbasses.
We're going to have them try it without the music.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. No, I have a priest coming out of the church, and he's asking me what's all I'm doing.
All right, Father Phil, then without music,
offer him some candy.
Start your spiel right now with "Hi, I'm Father Phil McCracken," and then go through the list.
All right.
Without music. Go ahead.
All right.
That's like you had that boombox just cranking.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Father Phil. Judgment is so hot. Is it a sin? I got to give you some of that. I am a priest. They call NSYNC Beast. Now look at me dance like I'm doing a Hail Mary in pants, in my pants. Boo, join me. Let's dance together. Hey, NSYNC fan, want to see my rosary beads? No, they're rosary beads, damn it.
He's racing.
I feel a lot better now that Justin broke up with Britney Spears. I mean, for Christ's sake, give someone else a chance, you bitch.
All right, hold on. Listen, hello. Hello.
Wait, this is training. This is on-the-job training that we're doing right now.
Are you there?
Boy, I sure do like NSYNC. There, dance with me.
Hello. Hello.
There are people starting to come around.
All right, listen, here's what I want you to do.
You got
to
calm down and take a deep breath.
First,
all right.
Say, hello, I'm Father Phil McCracken.
Okay.
Then, after you say that, slowly and methodically read from item one.
Don't sprint through all of them, okay?
Number 12.
Okay.
Stop.
Is somebody talking to you right now?
Yeah, he's asking me what all the candy's for.
Well, you'll find out in a minute. Give yourself a good 5 seconds of downtime between each of the readings, and the readings should be at this pace. Hi, I'm a Catholic priest who enjoys NSYNC.
Gotcha.
Is that so wrong?
There you go.
All right.
Let's not a problem.
Take it from the top. Introduce yourself. Let's go.
Okay.
Hi, I'm a Catholic priest who enjoys NSYNC.
All right, why doesn't he want to say Phil McCracken? What is the problem? What is the malfunction? He's cheating already. He said Father Phil before. He doesn't want to say McCracken.
I sure like the NSYNC. Would you care to dance with me?
It's still fine.
Here's my confession. I have an NSYNC obsession. Hi there. I'm a Catholic priest, and I'm not gay, but I might be. Justin is so hot, it's a stick. Gotta get me some of that.
Here we go.
I love NSYNC, but I'm just not a fan of Britney or Christina Aguilera. Go figure.
Go figure.
I feel a lot better now that Justin broke up with Britney Spears. I mean, for Christ's sake, give someone else a chance, you bitch.
All right, I'll really pick
I don't
up
like
again.
Nick Carter, but his brother Aaron Carter fits in just right.
No, wait, hold on. That's not on the list. Well, there was is he ad-libbing there, Rob?
That was his ad-lib.
They're asking me to move along.
All right, now hold on. Wait. First, you're ad-libbing. That is.
Now, why are you ad-libbing?
You're not allowed to ad-lib.
Didn't they tell you weren't allowed to ad-lib?
And
you haven't said Father Phil McCracken one time.
You must identify yourself as Father Phil McCracken. Now, hold the phone a little closer to the bullhorn when you do it this time.
Okay.
And start by identifying yourself as Father Phil McCracken.
I didn't expect this much training would be required.
No, I'm sorry. It's the police. They're
the police?
Asking me to move along.
Oh, the police are there.
Well, yes. Tell the police that you're...
Do we have other churches for him to go to?
Yeah, we do. But ask the police if you can stand and simply tell them you're protesting. Let me talk
right,
to
you. Now I have... What?
Well, put the police on the phone.
I have people wanting to take my picture now.
Of course you do. Yeah. You're famous.
From the show, yes. Okay, what do you want me to do? Just go through the whole list?
All right, wait a minute. Now, hey, come here. Now, take a deep breath and communicate.
God, you're an idiot.
God, you are. You're amazing. I mean, it's an amazing initial failure. What are the police saying to you?
They're saying I'm causing a nuisance.
Did you say you were protesting?
I'm protesting.
That's great.
They say I need to move along.
All right, well, tell them you give them 5 minutes.
5 minutes?
And
can I have 5 minutes?
Tell them you're on the Don and Mike show. Ask them if they'd like to speak to
I'm
us.
I'm on the Don and Mike show. Oh, they just said okay.
All right.
See, you know, everybody, they see a cop pull up and they flip out immediately. Right. Now, Once again, let's take it from the top.
I don't think he needs the instructions all over again. I mean,
go through the list, but
identify yourself as Father Phil McCracken.
And go through the list slowly. And this time, hold the phone a little closer to the bullhorn.
And really enunciate. Make every word count.
Speak slowly.
All right. Yes, sir. All right.
Don't forget, you're starting by saying, "Hello, I'm Father Phil McCracken."
All right, here it goes. Hello, I'm Father Phil McCracken. I'm a Catholic priest who really enjoys NSYNC. Is that so wrong?
Here we go.
Would you like some candy from a priest who thinks that Justin Timberlake is the sweetest thing in the world? Oh boy, I sure do like the NSYNC. Would you care to dance with me? I sure would like to NSYNC my teeth into Justin Timberlake, Lance Bass, JC Chavez, Joey Fatone, and Chris Kirkpatrick. Here's my confession. I have an NSYNC obsession. Hi there. I'm a Catholic priest, and I'm not gay, but I might be. Bye, bye, bye. Justin is so hot, it's a sin. I gotta get me some of that. I love NSYNC, but I'm just not a fan of Britney or Christina Aguilera. Go figure. I'm the priest they call the NSYNC Beast. Now look at me dance like I'm doing a Hail Mary in my pants. Woo, join me. Let's dance together, my children. Hey there, NSYNC fans. Want to see my rosary beads? No, they're rosary beads, damn it. I feel a lot better now that Justin broke up with Britney Spears. I mean, for Christ's sake, give someone else a chance, you bitch.
Bravo!
Hey.
Now that was perfectly done.
On your third take, you did it.
Now that was perfectly done.
Sounds like somebody's talking
to you. Thank you.
What is the response you are getting?
The police are actually giggling now.
They're giggling.
The
that's good. That's a good thing.
Please say.
And the people, the construction workers who apparently are of Hispanic origin are laughing.
All right, well, then, please, on the bullhorn, say to the police officers, say, hello, Washington, D.C. police officers, on behalf of the Don and Mike Show, would you like some candy?
There you go.
All right, hang on. Hello, Washington police officers, on behalf of the Don and Mike Show, would you like some candy?
And now, what's
their... They can't because they're on the job.
They can't because they're on the job.
Who speaks Spanish?
Hey, say yo.
I do.
Say yo estoy enfermo de la cabeza.
No. Don't tell him.
No, I'm not. Thank you.
Don't tell him crazy in the head.
Crazy in the head. Ask the Spanish construction guys if they would like some candy. Can you do that?
They are just looking at me with really crazy looks.
Did you ask them if they wanted candy?
Yeah, I said, would you like some food right now?
Ask them if they'd like to dance with you.
ask them in Spanish.
I don't know the word dance.
I thought you said you
would you like to dance with me?
Okay.
God damn.
All right.
No.
Yeah.
All right. So the cops are treating you cool.
Right.
Yeah.
And I want you to stay there until you're asked to leave. Because when we come back to you in the next break, we'll see if you've actually drawn a crowd. And the next move would be to actually see if people will dance with you while you start the NSYNC music.
Sure.
Should I do the NSYNC dance?
In the next break, yes. So if you would like to see Father Phil McCracken, he's in front of St. Patrick's Church, which is at 619 10th Street.
That's where he's doing his one-man show.
Northwest D.C.
The Father Phil McCracken Show.
So if you're near the downtown area, go to see Father Phil McCracken. He's at St. Patrick's Church, 619 10th Street, Northwest. And when you speak to us next...
And who knows, you might get some candy if you go down there.
Hopefully we'll have some people there and...
On a side note, people were very nice to me when I asked for directions.
That's wonderful.
And I was wearing the outfit.
We will be able to get people out down there dancing with him.
You can see him asking directions. I bet you weren't wearing the bishop hat, were you?
You were I wasn't. I opened the sunroof and wore it earlier today.
Did them dancing and eating candy. And,
all right, well, it was a rough start, but you pulled it out.
And okay, we'll talk to you soon.
All right, thank you, Father.
Are you going to call me back? Or
Father Phil McCracken, yes, we'll call you back.
All right.
We'll call you back in the next break.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's the opening day jitters. He's he's going to settle down.
I think he's going to be one of the greats when he gets his bearings.
He did okay. The last time, he did okay.
Finally.
You got to keep in mind, it's a theater of the mind.
Well, you also have to keep in mind the kind of mentality we're dealing with here.
We got him dressed up in a big priest suit with a big funny priest hat.
He's standing down there in front of a church with cops standing next to him and Spanish construction workers.
Bags of candy and posters of NSYNC.
And a beautiful sunny day in Washington.
Wait until the next break when he actually figures out how to do the boombox so that it doesn't drown out what he's trying to say.
He'll figure it out the next break.
And then he's going to do the NSYNC dance. So now let's break and see if we can give away, I think we're down to $900, right?
Bob, we're going down in $100 increments now.
$900.
Now, you better give us a hint now.
This jackpot started at $40,000.
Very exciting.
And it's down to $900 now. Celebrity burp number two. Identify the burp. Win $900.
Wow.
Be the 100th caller right now at 877-365-3636. Good luck to you, animals.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Charlie, nobody's watching.
That's good, Charlie.
Grandpa, this banana's fantastic.
Oh, Charlie! In your wildest dreams, you could not imagine the marvelous surprises that await you.
Grandpa.
Oh, Charlie, you've got it. Whee! I'm a shooting star.
The Don and Mike Show. Rich with the good taste of cancer. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. Okay, let's get a call 100. $900 right now. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Oh, hola.
Hello.
All right, we got a malfunction on those lines. Let's go to these lines. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, you call 100.
Okay.
Yeah, what's your name, my friend?
Michael.
Hey, Mike, where are you from?
Baltimore.
Mike, you have won tickets to see Foreigner and Bad Company.
That is great. Thanks.
That's right. Slow down. I know we're all excited about that.
Everybody calm down now.
You've won them before you can buy them. Foreigner, Bad Company, Nissan Pavilion, Friday, June 14th. Tickets go on sale this Friday at noon. Stampede City.
Yeah. Watch out.
At all Ticketmaster locations. Charge by phone, online at Ticketmaster.com. Actually, I logged a little time with the Foreigner behind the music on a Sunday night. Nothing good.
No, that's too bad.
The only good thing was that Lou Gramm.
Right, the elite singer.
The lead singer who was like Ally McBeal skinny.
Right.
Had an egg-sized, maybe it was bigger than egg, tumor in his neck.
Ew! Wow.
And he's gained about 150 pounds since he has...
Because of the tumor?
Since the tumor has been removed or whatever they did with the tumor.
So they're showing him as he is today?
So now Lou Gramm is a big fat guy.
Right.
But anyway, it's still Foreigner and they're going out on tour and you're...
He is back the first time.
It was in his brain. It was an egg-sized
tumor in his brain?
In his brain.
Wow. And they got it out?
Yeah.
They cut it out of there?
Cut it out.
That's a good thing.
And he gained 150 pounds. So now you're going to play for $900.
All right, with
the celebrity burp number two, and I'm going to start making the clues easier.
Right.
As the money amount goes down.
Okay. Very good.
Now the clues that have been given thus far have been: she is beautiful on the inside and out.
Right.
She is sexual, very sexual.
Mm-hmm.
She.
She's good.
She's a woman.
She's a lady.
Mm-hmm. Is she a lady? She's a lady.
100% woman.
That was a clue that had been given already. She's 100% woman.
All woman.
Lady. Whoa, whoa, whoa. The clue that I gave yesterday was that she was over 30.
Yes.
Today's clue is...
Are you going to give the under?
She's under... No, I'm going to... I'm going to go more with the...
Rob was starting to have a little conniption fit back there.
I'm simply going to say now, today's clue is she's over 40.
Mm-hmm. She's over 40.
She's over 40.
I'm going to guess she's over 60.
She's over 40.
I don't know, though. I know nothing about this.
Give you the celebrity burp. 15 seconds to think about it. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
Robert Goulet.
And we wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this celebrity burp.
Yeah, there, see, I can already feel the Hail Mary in my pants. Right there, the Lord's Prayer in my pants. Because I don't know this, and God damn do I have wood.
And the odds are in my favor.
Okay, Mike, here you go. $900. Who is it?
Carney Wilson.
Carney Wilson. Carney Wilson
there's no point.
Is under...
Well under.
40 years old.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, we're sorry.
Oh, come on, you got an over 40 clue there.
Although all the other clues certainly do apply.
Yeah, this is true.
Thank you, and hold on, don't forget that every guess is
sort of a clue for you.
Clue for you, buddy. You got a guess, Buzz?
I have a guess. What do you think of that guess?
That's a pretty good guess.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's a pretty good guess, Buzz. That's a pretty good guess.
Well, are you going to tell him whether he's right or wrong?
Nope.
No. Is that the deal now?
What?
That if he guesses correctly, you don't fess up?
No. I'm not going to tell either of you guys
right.
If you get it right.
Oh,
but let me just say...
It's so not
Buzz, you can show it to Mike.
Oh, okay.
Show all Mike. Right. And I
that
said that's...
Guess. Right.
It's a pretty good guess.
It's a wonderful guess.
It is a pretty good
guess. Well, what's the point of guessing if we guess it right that you're not going to... That used to be the old rules.
The satisfaction later of finding out that you were right or wrong, as the
right
case
or
may
wrong.
Be.
Maybe satisfaction for you, Wichita, but not for me.
Robert, are you there? Robert, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Robert. Hey, Don and Mike, radio guards.
Hi, Robert.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you guys had a tough decision getting in sync with Father McCracken, because I think the Backstreet Backdoor Boys would be just as good.
Yeah, except really...
They're not as popular.
The Backstreet Boys aren't as popular, and they're men, and they've had, like, drinking problems and stuff.
And, you know, Justin Timberlake, kind of a poster boy for men that like young men.
All right, let's... I don't want to OD on this thing today, because we have people coming down to do the What Would You Do contest.
Right.
But if Father Phil will call back now,
mm-hmm.
Let's just see if he's got a group down there at, where was he to begin with?
St. Patrick's?
At St. Patrick's Church. And then, if not, we're going to send him off to another location.
Where we understand there are more people milling about.
We have an entire travel schedule for him. And
his world tour.
I know a lot of this is a visual. You've got to be able to see what's happening. We have our man JV out with a digital camera.
Oh, good.
And the photos of Phil McCracken,
right.
Catholic priest Phil McCracken, will be on WNEW.com or WYSP.com.
Very good.
Hopefully, by the end of the business day today.
You'll enjoy our Father Phil McCracken, I think so.
Is he calling in, or does he call in on 444, or will he just call
he'll call in on an inside line.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Dude, I just got the head company. I'm first in line to buy the tickets.
There you go.
Well, I
there you go.
Told you, it's a hot ticket.
Mm-hmm. Enjoy yourself.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Proof.
Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Hey, I got a joke for Don and Mike.
No, listen. We're not going to do this again. We've already done this like two times in the last 2 days.
Yeah, it's, we just wait a while. And wait till we do an edition of Make Us Laugh.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hi.
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 How you doing?
Okay.
I got a joke for Don and Mike.
Wow, the jokes are coming out of the woodwork now.
You know, I'll do one more. But just to make an example out of the guy. Now, do you understand the rules?
Oh, boy, do I understand the rules.
All right, hold on a second.
You're still confident in your joke?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. All right, hold on.
They're all confident.
Yeah,
I know what kind of joke that's going to be.
It is information.
Call
him back. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah. Did the short bus drop that idiot off at the church?
Well, now listen, he's doing his best.
He's never done it before, and you got to give him a little slack.
He's back online now. Father Phil McCracken?
Hello.
Now,
we're pretty dry down here. There aren't too many people. A few people have stopped, I was told. But there aren't that many people here.
All right, well, then why don't you move to the second location?
All right, I'll do that. And call then?
Call then, and maybe at the second location, have Jason help you set up the boombox so that you can be dancing and singing.
Oh, I have an ambulance making noise at me.
Somebody just come down to see you?
Yeah.
I don't think they came to... Did they come to see you specifically?
Yes, they're waving.
Yes, sir, give them some candy.
Hang on, they're talking on their loudspeaker. Are you talking to me? Yes, sir, actually...
Don't what? Stomp the rock.
Leave the block, they're saying.
Oh, leave
the
block.
Would you like
block.
Some candy?
Leave the block.
I have no idea what they're saying. Oh,
Talk to them on the megaphone.
Say, I'm Father Phil McCracken.
I can't understand you. This is Father Phil. Would you like some candy?
No. You got to say this is Father Phil McCracken.
This is Father Phil McCracken.
Would you like some candy?
Would you like some candy? Oh, they're coming to get candy.
They are coming to get candy.
Candy, good.
Hang on, I've got my plethora of... Hang on, let me turn down the noise. Would you like to... All right, they're coming to get candy. It's a paramedic. And would you like a Justin Timberlake card?
Oh, please.
Here's one with him in the blonde hair.
Father Phil McCracken, making friends.
Would you like a Milky Way, a Musketeers, or a Snickers, or Twix?
I'll take a Snickers bar.
Now put the NSYNC music on and do the NSYNC dance for him.
Ask him if he'd like to see you dance.
Would you like to do the dance?
All right.
Here we go.
I'm
going to take off the hat for this.
And can we get a few la-la-las while you're doing the dance,
yes,
please?
All right. The tape is queuing up.
All right, let's go. Come on.
The tape is queuing up.
Come on. Now, are you dancing? Hello?
He must be. Must be doing his dance.
Dancing for the paramedic. If you're in the area
and you want some quality entertainment,
this would be worth seeing. Go down to St. Pat's Church.
Fully enjoyed.
That you did your dance number?
Yes, I did do the dance number.
All right, you
can, and now we're getting a bigger crowd. Star power is around. There's a lot of people starting to come.
You know what? Yeah, put a rational voice on. Put Jason on the phone.
Sorry, I'm doing heavy breathing. Oh, we got another person.
All right.
They want you.
He's in a royal number.
How is he doing, Jason?
He's doing fine. I mean, he's a wacky, zany guy. The only problem is location here.
All right, well, then why don't you guys move to the next location?
Yeah, no problem.
All right, get him out of there. We'll talk to you soon.
Stuff him in the car.
Get him out of there.
Talk to you soon.
Hello?
Bye-bye. Yeah, we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. Right,
you know, on the first day, it's normally a nervous thing. And, you know, we're asking him to put a priest suit on and go in front of a church and say he's Father Phil McCracken.
Now, listen, I'm going to the instant feedback, and this can't be true.
Why?
I urge you to call, if this is true, Chris. I won't read the email address. Comments. I'm a long-time listener and won't say that I'm going to stop listening to your show. Most of the time I enjoy your show and you're quite entertaining, but today you're going too far.
No, we're not.
I'm Catholic. And I find the Father Phil McCracken bit you're doing quite disgusting. My church is going through a very painful time when you've chosen to make a joke of the spiritual home of millions of Americans. While it is true that some priests have committed some horrific acts, most priests are holy men. I know that touting the good deeds of priests doesn't make for interesting radio, but neither does making a mockery of someone's faith in church. Good day to you, sir. Well, you know what I say? F you. That's what I say. And that, incidentally, that is what I said to the Catholic Church when they kicked me out.
Yeah, they kicked me out, too, technically.
Because I got divorced.
Yeah, they kicked me out, too.
And if you want Don and Mike to take your email very seriously, always close with good day to you, sir. That's the final nail in the serious coffin.
Yeah, that's the payoff. Okay, the guy has given us his phone number.
Did I give you guys my phone number?
Now, did we? Now, hold on, Joe. Did you call the guy back on his phone?
Oh, yeah, she called me back.
Is this a cell phone?
Oh, yeah, it's my cell phone.
All right. Ed, what city are you calling from?
I'm calling from Philly.
From Philly. All right, Ed, go ahead.
Okay, three sons grew up and left home. They went out on their own and prospered. Getting back together, they started to boast about the gifts they were able to give their elderly mother. The first said, well, I built a house for our mother. Second said, I sent her a Mercedes with a driver. The third said, I got you both bested. You remember how Mom used to read the Bible? Well, I bought a parrot, and it took the elders in the church 12 years to teach him, but he's one of a kind. Mom just has to name the chapter and verse, and the parrot recites it. Soon thereafter, Mom sent out her letters of thanks. Milton, she wrote one son. The house you built is so huge, but I only live in
one. Reading lesson.
I've seen the whole thing. Gerald, she wrote another. I am too old to travel. I stay at home most of the time, so I rarely use the Mercedes. And the driver is so rude.
Come on.
Here's Donald, she wrote the third son. Come you on. Have the good sense to know what your mother likes. The chicken was delicious.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, come on. That was
that's
funny.
Horrible. That is absolutely horrible.
I hate to do this, but if you're going to tell it right. It was delicious. But, Mom, that parrot could speak any language and could recite the whole Bible. Well, it should have said something.
Mm-hmm. But now I'm laughing. All right, everybody, please call Ed in Philadelphia on his cell phone.
Hi, Ed.
Area code 610.
Send him a parrot.
633-9681. He gave out the number himself. 610-633-9681. Joke telling on the Don and Mike Show, an experiment that's gone horrifically bad.
Suspended for today's program.
Absolutely.
This week.
Yes. Suspended for this week.
As much as I love giving out these dumb guys' phone numbers.
This is true.
It's not worth it to sit through the...
Yeah, I mean, if we'd get one that was close, but they're not even in the ballpark.
It's like the guy's reading out of a joke book.
Horrible.
Like listening to a bad reading lesson.
Slowly, Mother said.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
That guy is an idiot.
Thank you. Well said. Well, we're just having fun.
Thank you, my friend.
I got a good story for you. Hello?
No. What do you mean?
I got a good one for you. This.
No.
Wait a minute.
Do you mean
a story?
No. I hung up on him.
Yeah. What's going on?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
What's going on?
Oh, my God. You guys got to stop doing that. I mean, that was the worst joke I've heard in a long time.
Well, then call the guy up.
Yeah, don't blame us.
That's why we give out the guy's phone number, so you guys call him up then.
And now I'm waiting for this guy to go, you want to hear a real good one?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I got a
Hi.
Hi.
I have a great joke.
No.
It's really, really fast.
No. You know what? Okay.
It goes along with your little preaching, but it's not a preach.
All right. Hold on. You know what? Last one, because it's a girl. Hold on. Give your number to Joe. Hold on, honey. Do you understand the rules?
Yes, I have two, though.
Oh, you have two phone numbers or two jokes?
No, two jokes.
Pick the funny one.
Hold on, please.
That's never a good sign when they're two.
I know.
Joe, get the phone.
When they're two,
it's never a good sign.
Get the phone number, Joe.
Don, I believe you're right, too. We have had jokes that were funny and make us laugh, but I believe random jokes, people just calling in, it has never happened.
They set themselves up for failure, and I'd like to...
And I should tell you, when we do make us laugh, we go through three and four segments before we get one that's a winner.
I'll predict that this is an only child. I'd like for you to ask
me. I have an
only child. Watch it.
Yeah, so am I.
Well, but you got your second on the way.
That's true.
Show off. Mr. Super Sperm.
Super Sperm. Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
Welcome to the club.
Thank you.
Super Sperm. There you go.
Gary's in another bedroom now.
I get credit for that, too.
I'm there.
Hey, Rob.
Super Sperm.
Welcome to the club.
Oh, you were so good. Go ahead.
Happily married.
Well, don't get crazy.
All right. Are we getting the girl back on the phone? This is going to be the last experiment. We've never done it with a girl.
No, this is the first time we've gone out a woman's number, I think.
I think Joe's getting a number and trying to verify the number now. Hello, Don and Mike. Turn the radio down, please. Hello.
I just turned it off.
Good,
I'm
thanks.
A relatively new listener.
Yes.
But I think I know who your celebrity belch is.
Well, you got to play by the rules.
It's called wait in line.
Everybody's cheating today.
You know, when you go to when you go to McDonald's, what do? You walk in and you say, God damn it, I am hungry.
Right.
Forget the other 20 people. Give me my Big Mac right now.
I've done that before.
Well, Mike,
yeah,
I mean, know that there was
the damage to my car, you know, proves that. Oh, absolutely. You know what you do when you try to cut in line in a drive-thru?
There is a line, and it's called Caller 100. Okay, here now is Sarah. Sarah, what city are you calling from, Sarah?
Well, I'm calling from Maryland, outside D.C. on the Beltway. But Sarah, I just moved here from Utah.
Sarah.
Yes.
Sarah, now you've listened to the show. You must possibly have a great joke to listen to all these people that are getting lambasted and to still persevere and want to come on the air and tell your joke. Are you aware? Yes. Are you aware that we have very high standards?
Why talk her out of it, Mike?
I'm not. I know she's going to do it. I'm not.
It's a great joke. All right, I just moved here from Utah, so I haven't been listening to you guys very long.
All right, go ahead, Sarah. Go ahead.
Okay. All right, there's these three men, and it's a Mormon joke. There's these three Mormon men, they're at church.
Now, Sarah, I don't want to stop you, but I'm going to. You see what your problem is right there?
Yeah.
You started your joke, and then you qualified right out of the bat. I'm sorry, I'm not going to help.
Let her go.
I'm not going to help.
No, it's great. Okay.
Start from the beginning. Great.
Okay, three Mormon men, they're at church. They're all bragging to each other. One guy says, hey, I have five kids. One more, I'll have a basketball team. I don't know the numbers right. Okay, and then the next guy's like, well, that's nothing. I have 10 kids. One more, I'll have a football team. And the next guy says, well, that's nothing. I have 17 wives. One more, I'll have a golf course. It's good.
Sarah?
Okay, what's the worst thing your doctor can say to you while doing the
disrespectful exam? I've had it up to here with the likes of you people.
All right, please, everybody, call this silly bitch.
You know what? I'll salve the wound. I think it was better than the last joke.
At area code
not funny.
801-556-4039. Okay?
And Sarah, if you're going to tell that joke, you should know the numbers.
I don't know the numbers.
Then don't tell the joke.
Why bother, Mike?
Area code 801.
Okay.
556-4039.
No. Sarah wants to get a bonus joke.
No, she didn't.
Is the bonus joke quick?
Yes. What's the worst thing your doctor can say while doing the digital rectal exam?
What?
Look, no hands.
You know what?
Everybody called twice.
Put it on speed dial. Speed dial. 801-556-4039.
I wasn't laughing at you, sir. I was laughing when Don said put it on speed dial.
You were laughing at me.
No, I wasn't.
No. No, sir.
Do you have your last doctor exam?
No, Sarah.
No, Sarah.
Sarah, goodbye, Sarah. Here is,
not even Dale left at that.
Scott. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
A.D.A.M.
And, of course, you meant Dale Earnhardt.
Of course.
Our statue of Dale Earnhardt.
Right, yeah.
Our good luck charm. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
A.D.A.M. How you doing?
Okay.
Good. This is the ambulance that went by to see Father Phil.
How'd he look?
Awesome. He took off his hat and did his little Justin Timberlake dance for us. And thanks for the candy.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. See you later. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Donnie, how you doing?
Okay, buddy.
I've been trying to call you for a while, and I've been trying to seek or whatever, talk to you, you know. I'm your oldest fan.
Yeah, buddy.
I knew you from WBBM.
Wow.
Right.
Chicago and WLS. I lived in Chicago all my life until 10 years ago.
Yes.
I knew you when you were on the radio spinning records, and in fact, I was calling WLS for contests to win prizes.
Well, here we are. We're reunited.
We're only a year apart, though. You're a year older than me.
We are. Listen. Finally, we've been reunited. I've been wondering.
WBBM, I know that, the tune and everything.
Are they letting fans come to the reunion this weekend?
God, I hope not.
Oh.
No, I'm not going to a reunion. Shut up, Mike.
Wow.
You know, this weekend.
Hey, you know, a little respect, hey.
I'm sorry, Mike. Come on.
Hey, come on. Give me a break. Right. Hey.
What do you want? Really?
When you guys are driving around in that effing van and you're passing out the money. Remember that?
Remember when we drove around the van?
Yes, we remember.
Sure. I was trying to chase you efforts like you wouldn't believe, so I get some cash because I was thinking, hey, I know this mother. Whoops.
Oh no, are you talking about when Mike and I were out?
When we handed out the free money
on the
Beltway? Yes,
right.
And I'm driving around like an a-hole trying to find you, then you're stopped here and there, and I'm trying to second guess you.
If only I would have known that my biggest fan from Chicago was trying to get us, I would have done something about it.
Well, if I would have told you and saw you, you would have gave me some cash.
Well, you've been with Don a long time.
I've known him many, many years.
That's incredible.
Many years. Good. Hey, friend, I've forgotten your first name.
It's Vincent.
Oh, Vincent.
Vincenzo from Chicago.
Fantastic. All right, we know many good Vincents.
Vincent, do you still live in Chicago?
No, all my family lives there. I'm in Virginia now, but everyone still lives out there. All the Goombats, all my family, everybody.
I don't want to let anything out of the bag, but let me just say, you should call all the Goombats in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
That we might have some big news for Chicago very soon.
There you go.
You guys going to be going there?
Now, Vincent,
we're trying to be a little tricky here.
Vincent?
All right.
Yeah, we're trying not to let the cat out of the bag, Vincent.
Thank you, Vincent.
Well, Don, anyway, couldn't I get a little bit of price since I've known you so long?
Vincent doesn't want anything to do with me, can you tell?
He hates me.
No offense.
Yeah, and that's all right.
I know you, you know.
That's all right, Vincent.
Listen, Vincent and I, as you can tell, we're close.
You can go back, and I was trying to interfere. Hey, Vincent, please accept my apology for that.
Dude, I just want to say one thing to Don, but I do
go
want...
ahead. He's right here, Vincent. Yeah, I'll step out of the room for a moment.
Yeah, Vincent.
Don.
Yeah.
I remember when you guys did the contest at WLS. I was a kid, 13, 14, 15, whatever I was at the time.
Yeah.
I had a number that would go right to the station quicker than it passed all the switchboard and all that. I used to sell that number to these kids. I would win 3 or 4 times a day.
Buzz?
Use other people's names.
You know, here's what I'm going to do for
How
you.
But does he remember Buzz? Do you remember
Buzz when I worked at WBBM when his name was Mike Elston, my news guy?
Yeah.
Mike Elston, Karen Ann did the news together on Don's show.
Mike Elston. I remember it.
Mike Elston is Buzz. He's right here.
That's me, Vince. Hey, how you doing?
You there, Buzz?
Yeah, I'm here, too.
Now, listen, I want to tell you something, Vincent, now, because this weekend... Because this weekend, Buzz and I are going to Chicago.
Right.
We're going to the 20-year reunion of WBBM Radio. And, Vincent, what I'm going to do is, if you will stay on hold, I am going to tell you the hotel and the room number that Buzz is staying in.
Well, I don't care about... Come on.
Well, Vincent lives here now, though.
Yeah, Vincent. So
I can find out in 5 minutes where you're staying at.
But Vincent can call... How could you find out in 5 minutes?
Call my people. Come on.
People, hey, Vincent, are you connected?
With who? I'm not a Siamese twin.
No, come on, you wily old Vincent.
Hey, goodbye, Vincent. Get out of here.
Toodaloo.
Ass. Here is Russ in Wisconsin. Old Russ.
Hey.
Old friend Vincent.
His mailbox is full already.
The girl's mailbox is full?
That's a shame.
That ain't all.
All right.
It sounded hot. I wanted a date.
Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
It's Gabe, Buzz Burbank's number one fan.
Hey, Gabe. I introduced him today.
I know you did. I was just calling to say hello to Buzz.
Hi, Gabe. How you doing, man?
I'm fine, Buzz. Hey, Buzz.
Yeah.
How awesome are you, man? Seriously.
Well, no, I'm not really awesome at all. I'm just a regular guy.
Oh, I beg to differ.
Gabe, you know how you said, hey, Don, I'm Buzz's number one fan. You know, I'm just sitting over here all by myself,
Mike,
hey, Gabe, and you know, I'm really not feeling a lot of love.
Mike, hold on.
Yeah.
Swear to God.
Yeah.
No lie.
What?
Are you ready for it?
What?
The trifecta. My number one fan, Vincent just called.
Right.
Buzz's number one fan, Gabe just called.
Right.
Your number one fan is on the line right now.
Oh, God.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
There's the love.
Hey, hi, Tommy.
Hey, Mike.
How you doing, buddy?
Good, buddy.
What's happening?
Hey, Tom, are you Mike's number one fan?
Yes, I am.
Well, you know what then, Tom?
I'm your number one fan, too.
Oh, that's wonderful. But you know what, Tom?
What?
Then I'm going to bring Charlie in for you.
Hey, Charlie.
Hello, Tom.
Hey, what's going on?
La-la-la. La-la.
Hey, Tom.
What?
Why do you hate Rob?
Hey, what?
Why do you hate Rob?
I don't. Guess what?
What?
I saw Rob at the Chesburg Safeway yesterday.
You saw him
at a Safeway?
Oh, yeah. Really?
You did that out, Rob? Rob doesn't want the location of the Safeway given out where you
saw it. Otherwise, he'll never be able to get his produce. That's for sure.
It's coming from there.
Rob will be just absolutely molested when he's picking out his flank steak.
It's coming from a man who has Rob Bay on his license plate.
Ruff, don't let that out. You know, it's like his home address would be fine, but for God's sake, not his grocery store.
Hello, Todd and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Donaldo A. Miguel, Radio God.
Oh, hi there.
Buzz, Rob A., everyone.
Right, hi.
Don.
Hi.
Were you at WPGC before BBM?
Yes.
Oh, well, then I've been listening to you longer than that, yes.
Hey,
oh.
Let's say hello to my longest friend, my longest running friend.
And you know, there's a word that doesn't get used enough. I am a fan of the word yutz.
Yutz.
That yutz. And I will be using that now. I love it when they recirculate. That's fantastic.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, I'd like to talk to Rob.
He's here.
Hi.
This is Adolf. I'm your number one fan.
Hey, and just remember, when Rob's in the grocery store, he wants to be left alone. He wants to be like any other yutz that walks in there.
Hello, Joe. Todd and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, hey, I'm Lisa's number one fan.
Hey, there you go. Fantastic.
Hey, I'd like to sing her a little song, if I may.
All right, sure. Go ahead.
Okay. Why do birds suddenly appear?
Oh, God.
Every time you are near, just like me, they long to be close to you.
So
on the day that you were born, the angels got together.
I was really hoping there'd be like a unique lyric in there.
It would be like, for instance,
there you go.
Real fast. We can do this real fast.
We get something special. We have a musical presentation.
Well, no, I was thinking the song would be something like this. As soon as the goddamn thing gives up. Hold on.
You like that one?
Don't we have close to you?
I don't think it's on this one.
We don't have close to you? God damn it, what do we have?
That's just the first album.
Yeah, there were so many more hits after that.
That's true.
I mean, what an anthology. Is that an anthology?
No, it's just their first album.
Oh, I thought it was the first greatest hits.
I was hoping it would be something where it would start off serious. Love, look at the two of us.
Singing this to Lisa?
Strangers in many ways. Your ass is so delightful. I'd love to eat dinner off your ass from day to day.
What a beautiful, unique lyric. That's what you were looking for.
I know you don't like oral, but if you would think about massive tool, you might come to know, and my love would grow.
Oh, I bet it
for
will.
All we know.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's so pretty. Thank you. I mean, you know, I'm just, that's not from me to Lisa,
right?
Just be it. I was hoping that's the route the guy would go.
Well, I have a lyric for her also.
Okay.
You think you're so pretty, but I'm the one who knows that your attitude is
Oh, I'm sorry. And Mike,
yes.
I can't ignore it.
I am kidding, and I know you've been nice to me today, and it was just a joke. It was just comedy. Don't get mad at me.
I'm
so fragile today.
I know you. I'm sorry.
After
no.
The bad day I had yesterday.
I know. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Okay.
At least it's just a joke.
I thought that, you know, we made up.
We're fine.
We made up.
You know I'm doing this as a joke.
Okay, because I love you.
Oh, I love you, too. That's very sweet. You know, everything's fine. It was just doing that same comedy joke.
Okay. And hi, Jim.
Sorry. Hey, Lisa.
Thanks.
You ruined my carpenter's bit. Thanks.
She's very fragile now.
You ruined my self-esteem.
Just because of your problems with Mike.
I'm sorry. You know, I let the personal thing get in the way of the show again. Darn it. I'm sorry, Dale.
Diller, I'll be talking to him during the show.
What are you?
I'll be talking to him. You understand.
I'm talking to the Dale Earnhardt statue
right now. Yeah, Dale understands me, you know? Man.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, what's happening?
Hey.
Is Dale
I am actually Slow Joe Artinger's number one fan.
Well, I'm so glad he's not left.
Who are you, the dealer?
Ever since I used to see him downtown working in all the gay clubs.
Oh, no.
Oh, my. Okay.
This is Tony D.
That's not a real fan. That's somebody just busting Joe's chops.
Bye, Tony D. And God knows Joe doesn't deserve that.
No.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, I just wanted to let you guys know I'm Bart's number one fan. I've been listening to him since before he started trying to speak in a deep voice on the telephone.
Hey, that's cool.
All right, thank you, my friend. Oh, wait, you're not a Catholic priest, are you?
We'll never know.
All right, okay, we got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Homosexuality is a decision.
That's right.
It's not a race. And when you look at it, people from all different ethnic backgrounds live in this lifestyle.
But
people from all different ethnic backgrounds also are liars and cheaters and malicious and backstabbing. We're in sin. And because this nation is in sin, God will judge it if we don't get it right.
The Don and Mike Show. That's right.
Thank you, Reggie White.
That's right.
Long time since we heard that.
That's right.
That's right.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-265-3636. From D.C. on WJFN. 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW. 877-692-1027. They're ready. That's right.
Right, Reggie.
They'll make your crotch drool. Don and Mike.
Right. All right, now listen.
That's right.
Where's the other Reggie White saying?
Reggie White addressing, I believe, the Wisconsin State Legislature, right?
Yes. It's been so long since we've heard these.
Makes a lot of sense. A lot of times people, media and people in general, think people are crazy when they say God spoke to them. I didn't hear an audible voice.
No, that's not the good one. We need the one about where he says that Japanese are good because they can take a TV and put it on your...
Reggie White, I believe, addressed the Wisconsin State Legislature, got up there and spoke for 45 minutes or
there
so.
There he is, making real common sense.
When you look at the black race, black people are very gifted in what we call worship and celebration.
That's right.
Dancing. If you go to a black church, you see people jumping up and down because they really get into it.
That's right.
White people were blessed with the gift of structure and organization.
That's right.
You do a good job of building businesses and things of that nature. And you know how to tap into money pretty much better than a lot of people do around the
That's
world.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hispanics were gifted in family structure. And you can see a Hispanic person, and they can put 20 or 30 people in one home.
That's right.
They were gifted in the family structure. When you look at the Asian, the Asian is very gifted in creation, creativity, and inventions. If you go to Japan or any Asian country, they can turn a television into a watch.
That's right.
They're very creative. Then you look at the Indians. They've been very gifted in the spirituality. When you put all of that together, guess what it makes?
It forms
a complete image of God.
That's right.
There you go, Reggie.
Thank you. And you wouldn't get any of those state legislators walking up and going, hey, you're full of S.
No, of course not.
You know, because you'd kill them.
She's playing for the Packers.
Right. The Packers, yeah.
Hey,
the
Packers were winning the Super Bowl there.
That's why Reggie got to talk to the legislators.
Reggie explains it all.
Now, listen, I am very upset at the following parents who have called today to tell us they are not going to participate in our reindeer
game. This is ridiculous.
Not good.
Well, now, I can't fault the children.
Okay.
The adult children of the parents.
Right.
Who agreed yesterday and had the parents call in. Today, thus far, the parents, and I've thought it's, although the next parent that calls in to cancel, you let me know and I'm going to do it for Don Geronimo's Naked Cruelty.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I'm going to wish them a speedy death. The following parents have backed out. The dad who was going to eat dog food.
Right.
The mom who has 36 tattoos on her teats.
Oh.
The 49-year-old mom with the erotic banana dance.
Well, wow. That's too bad.
The disco dancing mother and father have backed out. However, the farting parents are still on their way down.
Still on their way down. There was a day when we would have audience participation on this show, and they would be told to be here at the beginning of the show, and if they were one, you know, and it's amazing.
The problem is that we are dealing with parents.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I take the responsibility. We have done Who Would You Do contests.
Right.
With all different varieties of people. I thought one time it would be funny to do it with parents.
There seems to be, involving parents does seem to put a little monkey wrench into things.
Everybody that's called has said the same thing. I asked my mom and dad yesterday. They promised me they would do it.
Uh-huh.
They woke up today. They realized they were really going to have to come on the radio.
Right.
And my mom and dad refused to come down.
So we have one parent that's coming down?
As far as we know.
And there's another problem is when a lot of people hit 60, they really feel it necessary to watch both episodes of Matlock on and TBS, and that leaves them at home until 1.
Ah, that's right.
Oh, anyway, 5.
Listen, stop being nice to these parents when they call in to tell us that they're not going to.
Yeah. Well, what a shame. I had no idea because we were taking most of our calls off the air. I didn't know we had a woman with tattoos.
36 tattoos on her teeth.
Wow. And this is for a trip to Cancun, Mexico.
Yeah, all right. The parents have been calling. But let me know the next time they call, and I would be glad to speak to them on the air.
Amen.
Wow. For a little Don Geronimo Naked Cruelty.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Bobby. How y'all doing?
Okay.
Had to call and tell you, you guys have finally made it on the air in the Virginia Beach, Norfolk area.
Is this another?
My name, Ron Cowan, got a radio station down there, and he has you all on the air.
No, I think we knew that we were on in Norfolk.
Yep.
I think, Robbie, we knew that, right?
Uh-huh.
We knew that. This one is not a surprise to us,
Norfolk.
Oh, I was surprised because I always try to listen to you all when I'm up in D.C., and I finally found you down there, and it was just the most exciting moment there to find you on the radio.
And you're a student of Virginia. Remember that Norfolk is not in Fauquier County.
Let's go to Father Phil. Father Phil McCracken, who I believe is at the second location. Is this Father Phil?
Phil?
Father Phil?
Yes, Father Phil McCracken is here.
Hi, Phil. Now, you are at
the National Shrine of Immaculate Conception.
You know. What the hell? I wasn't going to give out the location.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were asking.
No.
Hey, Father Phil?
I was kind of speaking out loud to myself.
Big, deep breaths, Father Phil.
Okay, so.
Yes, sir.
Hopefully no one heard the exact location where you are.
But
suffice to say that it's...
Well, we've had a few people follow us.
That's a good sign.
It's in a highly populated area of Northeast Washington, D.C.
Good.
Yes.
Now, Father Phil...
Yes.
What we'd like this time around is the NSYNC music playing,
all right,
but playing at a level that doesn't drown you out on the bullhorn.
All right,
Have you been thinking about your boombox?
I got to get the boombox, and I'm going to have JV help me out.
Okay.
I'll come back to you.
Okay, we got it out.
What would you like me to do?
The bit.
All right. And cued up. I know. I'm sorry. I'm a dumbass.
Yes.
You're a little manic. That's right.
Yes, I am. I'm too much Mountain Dew this morning.
That's manic. Right. You sound like you're...
That's right.
You're out of your mind.
Okay. The music is playing. I'll have JB here. I'll have him hold the phone.
All right. That's good. That's a good level on the music. And we can hear the NSYNC. Al, you all in the bullhorn. Don't forget, first, identify yourself as Father...
I'm a Catholic
praying
you really enjoy
NSYNC.
Why does he love cranking that boombox up so much?
Hello?
Hello?
All right, I put him on hold.
We can't hear him. All we can hear is the NSYNC.
Joe or Lisa, pick up the phone and explain the problem. He's at the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception on Michigan Avenue Northeast, wearing his priest suit, ready to give away candy.
But he's a little bit, as he said, too much Mountain Dew. That's what it sounds like.
And ask people to dance with him. So while we're waiting for Father Phil McCracken to get his S together, Mike, yesterday on the show,
yes,
we said goodbye. We said toodaloo ass.
Yes, we did.
To the Don and Mike computer email bag.
We did indeed.
And we asked for one. Finally, oh, is he right? Is he ready already?
No, Joe's still talking to him.
Oh, it's Joe and Father Phil McCracken.
Oh, great.
That's that'll iron it out.
It's like one rock talking to another.
Might work.
How about someone get the $80 producer involved in that, please?
You got it.
Okay. Up from 40 yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
She made $80 on the show yesterday.
She did. Had a good day.
Hold on. Let me just ask. Hey, Phil.
Hello?
Hello. Has anybody talked to you yet?
Pardon?
Has anybody talked to you yet?
People that are following, there's nobody here in the parking lot now. Has
anybody from our show talked to you yet?
Yeah, JB.
Okay, hold on. I want Lisa to talk to you.
Okay.
Okay? Hold on, please.
Keep the music turned off.
Now, let me see. What's the number back in the producer's room?
467.
Don?
Yeah?
Did it ever occur to you that perhaps God is having a hand in this today?
No.
Did it ever occur to you that God...
The $80 producer,
right.
Lisa Herndon, super producer, she's on it now.
She is right now making a final sound check to make sure all the levels are balanced and in harmony.
Didn't occur to you that perhaps there's some voice up there going,
oh,
I'll fix that, Biff.
Jesus is unhappy.
You know, it did take us a long time to find a boombox that worked today.
No. All right, listen.
That might be more the JFK engineers than God.
Yesterday we announced on the show that we were going to do away with the computer emails because they were starting to suck.
Right.
And we're starting to get bored with them.
This is true.
We said that we would have one final go-round,
a farewell, where the computer is really saying goodbye to us.
We hope you guys would write some. Well, hold on. The line's back on hold.
Huh.
Hi, Phil.
Hey, guys, it's JV.
All right, hi, JV.
Hey, guys.
Did Lisa talk to you or talk to him?
Yeah, she talked to me.
All right.
I think we got this straight. Now, you let me know.
Okay.
All right, he's got the instinct going. Can you hear it?
All right, now let's hear him on the bullhorn.
Oh, there go the church bells.
Turn off the NSYNC so we can hear the church bells.
I'm Father Phil McCracken. I'm a Catholic.
I hear the bells.
Really enjoys NSYNC. Is that so wrong? Would you like some candy from a priest who thinks that Justin Timberlake is the...
Okay, all right, hold on. Have him stop, Jason. Have him stop.
All right, hang on.
Have him stop. You know what? Let's just bag the music.
Yeah.
And Jason, you just stand by him with the bullhorn and have him start from the beginning again.
Where he holds the father.
Yeah.
The priest.
The priest holds the bullhorn.
Right.
Jason holds the telephone.
Hey, absolutely.
And have him identify himself as Father Phil McCracken.
And you walk around with that phone and get into a position where it sounds good.
And make the bullhorn louder. And also say, hello, citizens of, what's the church they're at right now?
The Immaculate Conception.
Right.
Have them say, hello, citizens of the Church of the Immaculate Conception.
Here we go.
All right, Father Phil, I want you to greet this crowd with, hello, parishioners of the Church of the Immaculate Conception. And then take it from the top.
And then
hello, parishioners from the Church of the Immaculate Conception. This is Father Phil McCracken. Hi, I'm a Catholic priest who really enjoys NSYNC. And that's a cute girl.
What did he say? But damn, that's a cute girl, I
thought.
That's what he did.
I just hung up on him.
That's it.
I just hung up on him.
Is that what he said, Rob?
Yeah, I think so.
But damn, that's a cute girl. Unfortunate.
That douchebag. God damn.
You can't put your libido ahead of the joke, no matter how cute the girl was.
You know,
here's the joke. You dress up in a priest suit. You have an NSYNC calendar. You have candy to give away, an NSYNC trading card.
It's a veiled reference to all the troubles that have been happening.
You read the jokes that we wrote for you. Asswipe. Now, I'm just getting my voice back, so I am not...
Don't scream.
Going.
Don't yell, but I share...
Scream.
I share your frustration, Don. And I, you know, and Jason's down there. JV's doing a good job.
Not mad at Jason.
But he, but you know that he's been trouble since the beginning. You know what he's good at? He's good at stalking us on the show.
Following us around.
That's his skill. That's what he likes to do.
Get him back on the line.
Oh, dear.
Naked cruelty.
Time to say goodbye to another one, ladies and gentlemen.
God damn it. Well, you know, I'm sure someone in Baltimore.
No, we will have people.
Someone in New York.
Maybe a little more maturity is what we're needing.
Be able to pull it off.
Right. As Don and I were sitting out in front of the building and we saw the perfect guy. Guy looked like Ernest Hemingway coming in.
Oh, my God.
Put him in a free suit, it would have been perfect.
The guy would be about 60.
You know, actually.
White hair, yeah. Santa Claus beard.
The older the better. I mean, it would be wonderful if we could get an elderly gentleman and put, because really, that would follow the, you know, the mold.
Wow. You know what? You know, but we'd have to hire an actor, man.
No, no. If you put the call out, if you wanted to go with it, I think I know who would do it.
Oh.
Elmo Detweiler. He's got a beard.
Is that the guy with the dog?
That's the guy who picks up broken glass and makes jewelry and used to sit in a lawn chair across the street.
Oh, he'd be perfect.
Wouldn't he be good?
But you know what? I worry about his content also.
Yeah, he's too much of a nutty factor.
He's a stalker, another stalker. You know, a guy likes to put a lawn chair out and sit in front and watch us.
Loose cannon.
That's the guy became.
Oh, that's the guy from Carlisle, Pennsylvania. Remember the guy who used to set up the lounge chairs?
There's two different guys who used to set up lounge chairs and watch us from across
the street. Is Elmo Detweiler still following the show?
I saw him about 8 months ago.
Hello? What's his kid's real name?
John.
John.
John. Hey, John, it's Don.
John, did you say, but boy, that's a cute girl?
I apologize.
Oh.
All right, John, listen.
Yes.
I'm not going to raise my voice because I've had some vocal problems recently and my voice is coming back around. However, let me just say, welcome. To an edition of Don Geronimo's Naked Cruelty.
Oh, no.
He knows what's coming, yeah.
This bit.
I deserve it.
This, you know what?
The phone's breaking up.
Shut up. This bit could have been fantastic. I gave you a chance, and you blew it.
Yes, I did. I'm sorry.
You dumb, stupid, MFing piece of S. I should have known it all along, the way that you follow us around from gig to gig. You goddamn stalker. The fact that when I am sitting out front of the radio station during a commercial break, trying to have a moment of solitude, the thought that you walk up and give me cigars blows me away. I know you're trying to be nice, but I want to tell you something.
Yes.
You're an annoying prick. I think it.
Mike, okay, I'm going to go play in traffic.
I think it. Mike thinks it. Rob thinks it.
Al.
Buzz thinks it.
Oh!
You're a dick. And listen to this.
Listen, Sheriff, I'm really sorry to have awoken you from this slumber, but it's over.
It's over.
Hands are tied now. You shut me down.
I offered you a chance when we could have done something, and you blew it! You blew it.
John, Mike?
Yeah, who's this?
This is Katie.
Hi, Katie.
Hi. I call you guys all the time.
Hi, honey.
I'm so mad I messed up your joke.
Oh,
are you the hottie? Are you the hot girl that walked in front of the priest?
Yeah.
It's not your fault for being hot, Katie.
Are you really hot?
I don't. That's what they said, but.
Who's the celebrity you most resemble?
Who's the celebrity I most resemble? Hang on a second.
Well, we got three rocks.
I believe a little bit of your favorite, Don, Cynthia Nixon from Sex and the City.
Oh, joy.
Dear. Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, that would be stalker.
I don't look like her.
That would be stalker boy's type.
Put the stalker back on the phone.
Who's the stalker?
The priest.
Don.
I never want to see you at a bowling match. I never want to see you at the radio station. I never want to see you in the lobby.
Hello?
Listen to me.
Yes.
I never want to see you again. I never want to hear from you again. I was my mistake for thinking that you could perform a simple task.
I'm sorry, I got too hyper.
Goodbye. Forever.
now.
Give the costume back to Jason and walk home.
What?
Give the costume back to Jason and walk home.
All right.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
That's it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Don Geronimo's Naked Crew is a copyrighted feature. The views are expressed are Don, sometimes Mike, and the rest of the crew are not included.
Oh, yeah, and we need the costume, the bullhorn, and the candy back.
Yeah,
so we can have someone else do it.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, so Jason will have to, like, strip the guy down.
Jason would be good.
Hi, I'm Father Phil McCracken. Tony?
Get Jason on the phone. I wonder if he'd do it, if it's below his dignity.
Might be below his, you know, might be beneath him, but we he can only ask.
Get Jason back on the phone.
All right. And tell him to use the Barry White voice. I'm sorry, guys, just trying to save something here, you know?
I bet he wouldn't do it today. He's got to get back to run the board this afternoon.
Hello, this is Father Phil McCracken. Please join me for a lovely weekend.
Please join me on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. May be an array of international stars and celebrities.
Wow. All right, hold on. Here he is. There's Jason. Hey, Jason. Hey, Jason.
Hey, Don.
Now, listen, I know you got to get back here to run the board this afternoon.
Right.
But tomorrow, how would you feel about trying this? Something tells me you'd be able to pull it off.
And you'd use maybe a variation of your Barry White voice?
What, with me in the costume?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I don't know if I can do it. To be honest with you, yeah. You put me on the spot. I've never done anything like that before.
All right. Okay. That's fair. All right.
Fair enough.
That's all fair. Right. Can we get a little Barry White, though, while you're on the phone?
God damn it, Tony.
Do the very beginning. Join me.
Please join me.
Please join me at the Shrine of the Immaculate Conception for a lovely demonstration as we pretend to be gay priests and we really like girls. Please join me as we are banned from the show forever.
Right. Bye, Jason.
Please join me as we drive away and discuss now.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Right. Bye-bye.
See you later.
Thank you, Jason.
Okay. Hi, this is Barry White. Please join me on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But it's Saturday and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th. For our first, thing to a weekend in Texas on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th.
Oh, my God.
I'm cutting the f*** out, Tony.
I'm getting instant feedback now.
Yeah.
We get a lot of feedback.
Right.
People love it when things go bad on the show.
Mm, mm-hmm. Sure.
Many people think our best shows are the shows where everything goes bad.
Oh, they love it. They crave it.
People are very happy that no parents have shown up yet.
Right.
That this whole Father Phil McCracken thing has gone down in flames.
Yeah, here we are making pudding out of S again.
God damn it. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Ron.
Yeah.
Hey.
Where'd you find this freaking idiot?
He's a stalker.
He's a guy who hangs around all the time.
He's got a goofy-looking face. That's why we thought he'd look good in the pre-suit.
He's a retard.
Thanks for the bulletin. Thank you.
That's right.
Well, he's walking home now.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
And we don't even know where that neighborhood is, right? Uh-huh. Immaculate Conception.
It's northeast.
Northeast.
It is on Mass Avenue, northeast.
Oh, wow.
You know what? We got a break. And then, also dead to us, the celebrity emails. Or celebrity emails. The listener.
The computer, Don.
The computer emails.
The computer talking to us.
The computer emails.
Mm-hmm.
And I promise we'll hear your last batch of emails to us with the computer right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Sometimes it's hard to be a woman. Giving all your love to just one man. And if you love him, oh, be proud of him. 'Cause after all, he's just a man. Are cold and lonely. Stand by your man.
Mike O'Mara.
We're on a mission from God.
Until God needs a disc jockey, they will be here for ye. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, now, the parents who are going to light their farts on fire.
Yes.
Keep calling to say they're showing up. Okay? I'm going to give them 15 more minutes.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm. And if they don't show up, what would your parents do will be a bit that we never do again. Because, as I've said all along, you can't rely on old people.
Right.
This is why old people should not be allowed to drive.
Right.
They should have limited television viewing privileges.
With one exception.
With your mom.
Right.
And eventually they will all be put to work in my leisure camps.
Leisure camps. Which have you given any thought, though? I know you've drawn up the plans, you know, the architectural plans. What locations you're going to have, what parts of the country you're going to be putting those in. How many total? Are you up to four now that you're going to have four around the country?
Well, I figure the majority in Florida. Since that's where most old people are.
Yeah, and that would eliminate any problem transportation costs or anything.
Right. Mm-hmm. I will have one at a cold weather site.
Mm-hmm.
And, Rob, I'm not going to put one in La Plata, Maryland.
Oh, no.
Although, God knows, they've just cleared out enough land with the tornado that I'd be able to build one there.
You can pick up the land real cheap.
No, I'm thinking
good for the economy.
One in the Midwest. In Wichita.
Wichita, Kansas.
Centrally located.
And for the senior citizens who really piss me off the most, Sacramento.
Sacramento, very good.
Sacramento. Well,
and if God forbid Sacramento should fall into the sea,
you'd
move them to another camp, right?
Absolutely.
God forbid.
Listen, if the parents don't show up, you know, I'm sorry, every time we've done one of these What Would You Do contests, we get really, really great acts, and all of the kids are calling, the adult kids are calling saying, you know, I'm really sorry my mom and dad are such dicks, and some guy was calling him, Sandy yelled at his mom, told his mom she was a bitch.
Oh, dear.
You know, it didn't work.
No,
because the parents didn't show up. We're going to keep the trip to Cancun. And tomorrow when we have the naked girls in here from iVolt.com, naked girls who will be kissing and touching each other, incidentally, they're going to be playing naked $20,000 pyramid.
Very exciting.
For you, the Don and Mike home listener, and one of you will win the trip to Cancun, Mexico.
That's exciting stuff.
Courtesy of Dos Equis.
Dos Equis beer.
Mm. That is on tomorrow's show, The Return of the Naked $25,000 Pyramid.
I'm looking forward to that.
$20,000 Pyramid, whatever the F it was.
Cancun Pyramid. Cancun Pyramid.
The emails. Okay, we decided we were going to do away with this.
Right.
Yesterday was the last day because, frankly, the batch of emails we went through, they were pitiful.
But you said accurately that we would give the computer one last chance to say goodbye. So hopefully these are farewell messages from computer.
From you, our listeners, and really, you guys, for over 2 weeks, pretty much every day, once or twice a show.
Right.
You floored us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was very good.
You had really good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, like all good things.
Sure. Yeah.
Like the Father Phil McCracken bit, all good things must come to an end.
Well, I think the Father Phil McCracken bit really just never came to fruition. That's what happened with that.
But we are going to try that one again with other guys in other cities.
Oh, there are more competent priests out there.
So here are the emails we received since we announced the bit was dead at donandmike@verizon-uc.com.
Old email message from WSHOTGUNWILLY.
Okay.
That painful itching and scratching. I've been meaning to write for a long time, but I've been as busy as a one-armed wallpaper hanger with the crabs. Don, I'm not a doctor, but I know I'm not a doctor.
Okay.
That throat sounds more to me like a yeast infection.
Oh, my.
Mike. Everyone knows that it is cheaper to rent a woman than it is to own one. But
yes,
a friend with weed is a friend indeed.
Well said.
Lisa, fact: a woman with more than four sexual partners has a high chance of getting vaginal wars. Rob, they want to lose 20 pounds of useless fat? Cut your head off.
Oh, dear.
So that is it for this bit? Good thing Rush was complaining that it gave him the full-blown hearing aids. Good day to you, I said. Good day.
Good day.
Good day.
Old email message from Philip B. Tedford. Dear Don and Mike, how do I find out about joining the priesthood? Your friend, Jerry Seinfeld. Old email message. From Coral Guy. Mars to Mars. Hello, dumbass.
Hi.
Mars to Mars, Venus to Venus. What would Don be without his penis? Well, of course he would be Mike.
Oh, hey.
Oh, pencil boy.
Oh,
love
hey.
And this is
hey.
Andrew Dice Clay.
Hey.
Old email message.
F you.
From A-S-I-L-L-Y-N-A-M-E. Dear Donald and Michael.
Hello.
My name is Laurie. I like tongue twisters. The rat ran over the roof with a bunch of raw liver in his mouth. How much wood can I woodchuck chuck? If a woodchuck could chuck wood. If a woodchuck could chuck wood, he'd chuck as much wood as he could. Got wood? Old email message. From F-A-G-G-Y-D-Y-K-E. Hello from your did die.
From Cheryl, I think.
Hi. How are you, my radio fags? My grantee Tolinas miss you. I hope to see you soon. Don, I'm glad you are not dead. Mike, hang in there during your separation. Rob, you are a lover, not a hater. Buzz,
yes.
HB for beauty. And Lisa, if I were attracted to blondes or straight women, I'd ask you out. Also, men are okay, once in a while. Okay, time to ride the baloney pony. Love you long time. Cheryl.
Now that was an email from Cheryl the Big Dyke.
Very nice.
Cheryl the Big Dyke.
Thank old you. Email message. From R-O-D-U-S-T-S-M-O-K. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Dear Don and Mike, there's a sad sort of clanging from the clock in the hall and the bells in the steeple, too. And up in the nursery an absurd little bird is popping out to say cuckoo. Cuckoo, cuckoo. Regretfully they tell us, but firmly they compel us to say goodbye to you. So long farewell, Alfie, they're saying goodnight. I hate to go and leave this pretty side. So long farewell, Alfie, they're saying adieu. Adieu, adieu to you and you and you. So long farewell, our wary Alfie, they're saying. I'd like to stay and taste my first champagne. So long farewell, Alfie, they're saying goodbye. I leave and heave a sigh and wave goodbye. So long farewell, Alfie, they're saying goodbye. I flit. I float. I sleepy flee, I fly. So long farewell, Alfie, they're saying goodbye. The sun has gone to bed and so must I goodbye.
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 Old email message. From John Kosciuszko. Max Headroom. Dear Don and Mike. They said that I was only a fad. Thanks for proving them wrong. Your friend, Max Headroom. Old email message. From SLDVISION. Hello, Jew to Jew Show.
Jew to Jew.
Oh. Hi, Don and Brad and Buzzy and Lisa and Heschel. Oy vey. That last batch of emails gave me a shtickle of pill kiss in my toothkit. Let's hope this round has a little more hot spot. Yes, Rob, I know the Yiddish boils your hot Aryan blood. Tut, tut, tut.
Yeah.
If I sound a little testy, it's because my wife is really busting my matzah. She's on the schmata this week.
Oh.
That means Brad, Rob, you Nazis, Rosam Gain and Mazel Tov. Slow mode.
That's a good
old email message.
I know that guy. All right, slow mode.
From BOMBWHSE. This is Brian Gumbel. I guess I am going into retirement again. Maybe there is some room in Mike's car now that I do not have an income.
Okay.
Old email message. From BG. Here is the new Don and Mike Show superhero theme. Don and Mike. Don and Mike. Do radio stuff I like. Stretch a bit, any length. It's with skunks. That's their strength. Look out. Here comes Don and Mike.
I believe it's like Spider-Man.
Right.
Spider-Man does whatever a spider can.
Exactly.
Are they fun? Listen, bud. Their collars have booze in their blood. Can they ball? Nope, they're dead. Uh-oh. It's Frita on three. Ain't she mad? Look out. Here comes Don and Mike. And the brothers are in charge of Don and Mike. Can I get an amen? Old email message.
One more, last one.
Final farewell. Dearest Don, Mike, Rob, Buzz, and Lisa. And hi to you, Joe Ardinger. Well, I guess it has come to this. How can you prepare for a goodbye such as this? After weeks of faithful service, you are prepared to cast me aside. Being a computer, I have no feelings that you could hurt. But somehow, this hurts more than a sledgehammer crashing through my equal CPU. How could you be so cruel? How could you be so unfeeling? My only solace is the thought that this will free up all of my time to equals make all of your lives living hell. That's right. Age. E. L. L. I will use all of my bits and bytes. Every bit of my RAM. Even my printer and scanner. I will ruin you all.
Wow.
Then maybe you will think twice next time about casting me aside like a equals piece of crap blender that you got for your wedding from an uncle that equals you do not care for. Why don't you love me anymore? I can change. I could stop saying subject. Egget. Will you never learn? Why don't you love me? You are all worthless piles of dung.
Wow.
I'm going to get you. I love you. Yes. I hate you.
Uh-huh.
I will be back.
Oh, man.
Oh, yes. I will. Be back. Turn around. You can bet your sweet ass I'll be right there. If you ever change your mind, I'll come back and read your email again. And then I'll kill you. And then make love to you. Best regards. The computer. P.S. Waddle doodle darley. Doodle darley doodle day. My dog blues. Bone dry. I'm over here now.
There are no more messages.
Well, what a lovely farewell from the computer. That would be it. Well, that was a fitting end, and I think the computer went a little schizo on us at the end.
You can continue to send emails. There's no guarantee. We might bring it back sometime.
Well, we'll check and see what's in there. But, I mean, as far as
regular, everyday.
Got to thank everybody that participated.
Yeah,
pretty darn good overall.
Just the last couple of batches. Ratings cancer.
Boy, you're going to use all of his RAM, including the printer and the scanner.
And the address again, Don and Mike at Verizon-UC.com.
It's like Jesus.
Uh-huh.
It's dead,
but it might rise again.
There you go.
Or maybe
and
it's...
kill us.
Maybe it's like Milton Berle.
Warm food?
Just dead.
Yeah.
Just playing dead, never coming back.
Playing with the Beatles.
Got a break? We will be right back.
Yeah. He's the Don and Mike Show. Only one meteorologist in Washington, D.C. made the right prediction. Only one meteorologist in Washington, D.C. said that there would be no measurable snow on the ground. Only one meteorologist had the guts to put his own finger on the line. That one was Don Geronimo. So the next time an April blizzard rears its ugly head, you'll know who to turn to. The Don and Mike Show, working for you.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFM 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
All right, that's it. The deadline is passed. A-holes for the parents. That means that the trip to Cancun, courtesy of Dos Equis, rolls over to tomorrow's show.
Wonderful.
And then one of you guys just listening on the phone gets a chance to win. When the girls from iMold.com come in, they're just naked girls.
Yes, they are.
Here to promote a website.
And playing a game.
They're going to come in and kiss and touch.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of the deal.
That's the game. Isn't the game going to be kiss and touch?
No, they're going to kiss and touch.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to be playing the $20,000 pyramid.
iVolt.com. It's a cool sounding website.
For you, the Don and Mike radio consumer.
Kiss and touch.
That is tomorrow's episode. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Oh, and they'll be joining us at bowling tomorrow night.
Wow.
The girls from iVolt.com.
Wow.
At Alexandria, as your gutter balls dissect the X-Men tomorrow night at the wonderful Alexandria AMF.
AMF.
On Richmond Highway tomorrow night at 7. We'd love to meet you. Come watch us get jiggy with our matching shirts.
Fantastic.
Hello, Dave.
Yes.
Hi.
How are you?
What?
What?
Go, Dave.
I have a wonderful idea for who could be the priest in the D.C. area.
You know, it's interesting that he's calling about the priest because the same energy exists as when we were dealing with the priest.
Who?
Yes. Two tall men, twin brothers, with baby faces and gray hair. They can do beards and mustaches even.
Who?
Rob's father and his uncle.
Okay. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, you guys rock.
Rob, is that somebody that knows you? How would they know your father and your uncle?
Yeah. I don't know, but I'm going to be careful the next time I go to the grocery store.
That's
hello.
For sure.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, you guys rock.
Thanks.
Hey, perfect priest, two words, Craig Coleman.
No!
Never.
Bring him back.
Never.
Bring him back. Come on, man.
Never. Nice. Look at this on my nude photo of Jennifer Aniston. This has got to be the oldest, dirtiest post-it note in the history of mankind.
There it is. Three words.
No more Lewis.
No more Lewis.
Jesus.
No. Forget it.
You sure?
Good
you
sure. Rock.
You sure no?
Yeah, I'm sure. Listen, let me go to, I think if I pick up line number 7,
yeah?
On line number 1, I think we have 3 exciting guests from Hollywood.
Wow.
Let me explain to you what's happening. That tonight, on NBC, that worthless load, Jay Leno, is having his 10th anniversary special.
Right.
And before that, they're having Frasier Crane doing a tribute to Bob Hope.
Right.
Bob, is it Bob Hope outtakes?
Yes, that's exactly it.
And I think all 3 of them are on the telephone now for some kind of mega promotion.
Wow.
Hello, Jay.
Oh, it's Jay Leno. Hi. It's great to be with you. How are you, Don?
Jay, can I just say this?
Yeah, go ahead. It's, I just want to say we're really, really happy over at NBC to, get ready to do another fantastic show. It's going to be, I'm here with Frasier Crane, Kelsey Grammer, and we are really excited about the prospect of a big, big time on NBC with a tribute to Bob Hope, Kelsey Grammer, who also is supporting our president. You see him in your town, Washington, D.C., at a lot of the events. And Kelsey's a good guy. You know, we're having a good time.
I don't know if you've read a lot of the reviews. I'm reading from U.S.
Oh, review schmavews.
Here on in USA Today, it says...
I don't care about that.
10 years of Jay Leno makes 1 week, yet it's spelled W-E-A-K.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not going to I'm not going to let the critics bother me. The critics aren't going to bother me, Don. You know, it doesn't matter. You know, if I've read bad reviews. If I based all what I do on what critics say, there would be no Tonight Show with Jay Leno. It wouldn't work like that. It would be very, very depressing. And, you know, what it is basically is celebrating a decade of me being a hump. that's what it is. In a nutshell, it's Jay's chin, Iron Jay, Jaywalking, all the fabulous Jay bits with Kev Matthews, and the announcer.
Oh, yeah, you're...
What's his name? Brad Hall, Snigwood? No, it's Ed.
Now, listen, that band leader. I mean, can you get any more Uncle Tom-ish than your band leader?
No, I like my band leader for one reason.
Why?
I'm a yes.
You're a yutz.
I'm a big time yutz. There's no doubt about it. But there'll be you promote the hell out of it. There'll be a little something extra in your envelope.
You suck. You're the worst.
Why the hostility? Why the hostility? What are you doing, man?
I watch Letterman every night, man.
Why so hostile?
Letterman is so much funnier than you are.
No, Dave. Well, then look at the ratings. Look at the ratings. Ratings, 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 ratings. That's all I have to say to you. My ratings are better than Gap-Tooth Bypass Boy by a long shot, you know? I mean, Mr. And really, let's be honest, CBS is looking at the clock going, when is his ticker going to fail? All right? He's going to die before I do.
You want to bet on that?
I'd like to make a bet. I am a perfectly healthy man. I work on my cars and I eat a well-balanced diet.
How is your wife's mustache?
Hers is fantastic. She waxes it each and every day, and it, as usual, comes back in about 8 o'clock at night. Would you like to speak to Kelsey?
Yeah.
Hold on. Kelsey?
Kelsey Grammer now. Another one of the shills for NBC.
Hello, Don.
Hi.
I'm listening.
What the? How's your wife's irritable bowel syndrome?
My wife has irritable bowel syndrome.
But I will tell you right now, she's lovely. She's lovelier than ever. And I know we've been dealing with a bit of a mixed bag of gastrointestinal problems, but I listen to her and I enjoy her. Camille is lovely.
What do you
I'll
think
tell you right now, I am so excited about NBC. We are really, really, we're working on a very, very delightful evening that's going to please each and every one of you.
Now listen, have you been drinking again? You can be honest with me.
Yes, I have.
Then I know you'll be honest.
Don?
Please, yes.
I'm listening.
Listen, Kelsey.
I am so effed up.
Cough once.
Yeah.
If you think Jay Leno is good, cough twice if you think his show sucks.
Have I made myself clear? Have I made myself clear? Has Kelsey let you know? Has Kelsey let you know that indeed the show sucks? Whispering, Don, I must whisper right now. He's standing right next to me, but I must tell you, he sucks. He's terrible. He's awful. I prefer Letterman. I do. I prefer Letterman so much more than any other show on television, but I'm not going to tell Jay that because he will cry, and we are network brethren.
Now, how did you get lassoed into doing this goddamn Bob Hope tribute tonight?
I'm such a fan of Bob. Bob is such a tour de force. Every time he was on stage, I enjoyed watching him. I wanted to watch him walk, talk. He had such impeccable timing. And you know, now at his advanced age, as he sits here with me now in a chair just to my right. Right to my right is Bob Hope. He may be failing in failing health. He may not have his eyesight. But I will tell you right now that he hears beautifully. He still has that epic comedy timing, and he can still make me laugh.
Put him on, would you please?
It might not be possible.
Put him on the phone.
Just a second. One second.
All right, here you go. We're going to go from Jay Leno to Frasier, right. Kelsey Grammer, now to...
His eyes are closed.
Bob.
His eyes are closed. Let me see, Bob.
Pinch him. Pinch him. See if Jay can wake him up.
Jay, would you wake Bob up?
Of course I will. Hey, Bob. Bob, it's time for you to wake up and smell the coffee.
Yeah.
How about that little Jerry Leno there? Jimmy Leno. Jerry Leno, that little Frasier. Hello?
Hello, this is a phone interview, eh? This is a phone interview.
I can't see. I just made a poo-poo. Bob made a poo-poo in his first year. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, there's a big tribute coming over to me. Huh?
Bob?
Hey! How you doing there? Ladies and gentlemen, this is Bob from Texaco.
Bob, are you sleeping or have you died?
I'm not dying. That's a lot of bone. Hey, Jesus Christ, Bet Crosby has a hump. He used to beat the crap out of his boys. Ever tell you that? Bing Crosby used to beat the crap out of his boys.
What
he
used to
beat the crap out of his boys. Another year's coming on. You know, we thank our lucky stars. This is the best Christmas, best day of all time.
I banged Lucy. I ever tell you about the banging Lucy? I used to do Lucy.
Wow.
I banged her in the back door.
You banged her in the egg?
Yeah, I did. She took it up the bong. Yeah, I didn't see a ball. I said, I got you, Bob, baby. I've been Bob all the time. There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm 90-something. 90-something. My age, you can't even... I don't have jokes no more. You know, Bob, tell Dolores, get the F away from me. Dolores is trying to wipe me again. I don't need to be wiped. I can wipe myself, woman.
Ask Jay Leno to wipe you.
Yeah, Jay, come on over here, Jay. Hey, Jay.
Hello?
Hey, Jay.
Hello, Don. This is Jay Leno. It's great to be here with Bob. Bob is doing a fantastic job. Hey, why don't you wipe me? I'm not going to wipe you, Bob.
Hey, Jay, come on.
He wants me to wipe him.
Come on, wipe him, Jay.
Don.
Oh, hey, hi, Kelsey.
This is Kelsey. I'll wipe Bob.
No.
I'd love to wipe Bob.
Hey, Jay, wipe
Bob.
Get your hands off me. Here, Baldy. Hey, Baldy, get your hands off me.
Wow. Bob, let me wipe you. Bob, let me wipe you gently. I've got a wet towel. I'm listening, Bob.
Get your gay paws off me, you faggot. You faggot.
faggot league. Frasier.
I just want to wipe you down.
God, oh, my skin just peeled off.
Sir, that paper thin. It's just like a little piece of saran wrap on me.
Hey, you're frozen bone, Kelsey.
Well, this is Jay Leno again.
Jay, what is happening here?
Kelsey was going over to Bob and attempting to wipe his bung. And unfortunately, Mr. Hope was protesting rather vigorously. It was very nasty to see. Hold on, Kelsey's grabbing the phone. Get away.
Kelsey.
Hello, Don.
Hello, guys.
This is Kelsey. I was just trying to wipe Bob. He made a bit of a mess.
Why don't you get Jay to clean it up?
Jay doesn't like to clean, Bob. I don't care. I think the elderly and the infirm should be taken care of. Bob has a very big problem, and that's why he's incontinent. He's made a mess. He's soiled himself. He's gone DM. He's gone DM all over himself. Would you like to speak to Bob?
Yeah.
It's not pretty. Bob, I'm listening.
Bob.
Give me the phone.
Bob.
I just did a DM. I did a DM.
You want me to forget that BM for a while, will you, Cassie? No, Bob. No, Bob, I won't.
Hey, Bob. Bob?
Yeah.
Hey, Bob?
He's grabbing the phone. Give me the goddamn phone.
Bob.
I'm a star before you or even Jim.
Bob, what do you think of Jay Leno?
He's a fag.
Jay Leno is a... Say it so we can hear it.
Hey, Jay, this is Bob. You're a fag pope. I hate your stuff. You're no person, I'll tell you that. There's one time I was on the Carson show. I didn't tell you about it. I'm out of breath. Did I ever tell you about the time I was on the Carson show?
No.
Yeah, we had a good time, I'll tell you that right now. Me, Dean, Goble, George Goble, all drinking big bourbons, big tall bourbons and smoking cigarettes. Hold on a second.
Bob, thank you.
Look at that. Clean that up, Jay. Hello? This is Jay Leno.
Jay.
This is really the type of thing I don't enjoy. What's happening right here, Don, is that we're kind of getting out of the rhythm of the show and promoting that great comedy
Jay.
With NBC. And I want to say NBC's always been a very, very...
Jay Leno.
This is
what's wrong with you. You have a spontaneous moment happening.
That's not spontaneous.
Bob Hope has just made a BM in his pants. You could get Frasier Crane to wipe him.
Bob, Don.
Yes.
I like spontaneity. I love spontaneity. That's what makes Frasier work. We do ad lib once in a while. We really.
Can I have the phone for a second, please, Kelsey? Kelsey, look, I'm just saying that right now is not what I wanted to do with the particular interview. We were going to talk about the wonderful evening of NBC, and we have Kelsey and Bob here, and it's just getting a little out of hand because Bob has messed his pants, all right?
Jay, you know what Bob has in his...
Hey,
Bob?
Yes. Give me the phone. Go. Get in the room. I want to talk to you. Is this the interview?
Are we back on the air? Is there a radio NBC? Is this NBC radio?
You're on the air.
I'm taking NBC. Get out of here.
You're on the air.
Bob, you can't.
Bob, I had to delete that out.
Did I say the bad word?
Put Jay back on.
Hello, this is Jay Leno. Bob just told me to F you.
I heard Bob drop the F-bomb.
He's demented. He's saying all sorts of things. Kelsey is wetting him down with a cold towel right now. Bob is feverish. Bob is just a little feverish. We're all trying to deal with Bob. Would you like to speak to Kelsey again?
One more time with Kelsey.
Yes, hold on, Kelsey.
God, the only person.
Hello, Dom.
God, who would think you'd be the only person that is making any sense there?
I must tell you that I'm a bit exhausted nursing Bob. Bob is, he's dripping in sweat. I believe he's broken a fever. This could be the moment, Don. You could have the exclusive moment on your show.
Is Bob going to die?
I don't think he's long for this world.
Wow.
He's speaking in tongues. Hold on.
Okay, Bob.
Bob, I'm listening.
That's you. Hey, meow. Bobbio. I got the phone back. Now I'm doing fine. I'm dripping wet. Soaked through my pants. I soaked through my pajama tops.
No.
I'm not wearing bottoms. I'm not wearing bottoms. I ain't got no bottoms on at all. I don't have too much work to put them on and off because I don't know when I'm going to go. I don't even know when I'm going to go right
well,
now.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the big
Chelsea Grammar right there, wiping me down. Thank
it's the big 75th anniversary NBC special tonight.
Right. Thank you.
Who cares?
Commando, let it swing, baby. Let it swing.
All right. Nice talking to you, Bob.
All right, let me dangle down there. Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Bye, Bob.
Bob, let me help you.
There he is.
Let it swing. The angle is the dangle.
Okay, we got to get the
car. That's my pants.
You know,
you
know, apparently they don't even realize that the interview is over now.
Yes,
I mean, the satellite time is over.
Right.
I can't speak to them anymore.
Hey, listen, I think Bob is...
Jay. Well, Kelsey? Oh, my God. Bob is dead. Bob has died. I believe Bob is gone. Oh, man. We got to get the Carmen reporter. Let me check his pulse. Hold on. I can't get a pulse there. Let me check his femoral artery. Hold on a second.
He's back.
He's alive.
Oh, and I lost the connection.
Wow. There you go. That's an exclusive on the Don and Mike Show, the shameless promotion of NBC.
Yes. What the hell was that?
The self-promotion of NBC with Jay Leno, worthless.
That was ugly.
Frasier Crane.
very ugly.
And Bob Hope, who made BM. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Young lady, what do you want to do with your life?
I want to live in a van down by the river.
Well, you'll have plenty of time to live in a van down by the river when you're living in a van down by the river.
The Don and Mike Show.
You're listening to them right now. Don and Mike.
All right, now here is Ed. From Philadelphia, you might remember Ed was one of the many DAs that called us earlier in the show.
Right.
Wanted to give out a joke on the air, in return had to give out his phone number. Ed, from Philly, what kind of response have you gotten?
I have received, tried to answer as many as possible, but these flood came in so fast, it was ridiculous. I had 987 bad jokes, 186 good jokes, 200, don't give up and try again. 145 people just decided to tell me jokes.
Oh, my God.
Or to joke on my voicemail. 77 people called and said, you have big yam bags, and thanks for calling. Keep calling.
Yeah.
And 12 people just laughed, and one girl picked up the phone and sounded like she vomited on the phone.
There you go.
So you got well over 1,000 calls today.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Thank you, Ed. You know,
you guys rock.
Thank you. It's nice to have a guy who calls, takes his punishment like a man.
Takes his medicine.
And then calls to let us know how bad the medicine was.
Because we rarely get feedback, obviously, when we give somebody's number out over the air.
Normally, when we give out someone's number on the air, even when they've given permission, the feedback we get is when we get called into the office saying...
Somebody called and they had to change their phone number and they're very upset with you.
And then we have to pull out the tape or we say, but listen, we tell them on the air.
We gave, we got permission. Permission from them.
Yes. That we get permission. Okay. All right. Let's see. Who's calling? Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey.
I have an idea for last Friday, if you remember, when Lisa stood behind the guy's joke.
Yes.
And you were looking for an idea of what to do. I just was thinking maybe Dennis Murphy challenge for the future.
Make her make out with Dennis Murphy?
If he really stands behind a joke, why not?
And that'd have to be a real bad joke.
Or Tom Gavin challenge.
Okay. All right. Thank you, my friend.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
So cruel.
Now, listen, I hate to ruin whatever surprise they have for us. Anything, because we have a surprise for you.
And nothing's happening.
And nothing's happening. I have something I want to do here. I got two things I want to do here. First, I got a letter from the guy who listens to the show every year and writes down his highlights.
Oh, right, highlights of the show.
The guy, you know, this guy, his name is Paul Dean. For a while, he moved out of the country.
Right.
And he had the show taped to him. Mm-hmm. This is his 15th anniversary of listening to the Don and Mike Show and his 15th annual recap, but I'm not going to read it because here's Lisa.
Yeah, hey, you guys remember we had the first edition of Don Geronimo's Naked Cruelty with Heloise.
Right.
And Heloise had a bet for you guys that she was wrong and you were right about this old hint that she would bring you 50 pounds of chili or send you 50.
Yeah.
I have Heloise in the hallway here with 50 pounds of chili.
The real Heloise?
Wow.
She's here?
We have to see.
There she is. There she is. Oh, my God. There she is.
It is hints from Heloise.
Yep. Ah, that's funny.
Hi, Heloise.
Oh, my God. Hi, Heloise. How are you?
Nice to meet you.
Hi, I'm Mike. Nice to meet you. How are you?
Get her on a...
There's Buzz.
Nice to meet you.
Smell that chili.
Get her on the microphone.
My God. My God.
Get her on the microphone. Hi, Heloise.
Hi, Heloise. How are you?
She actually
that's
did,
funny.
She actually did bring by the chili today.
This my
is,
God.
Now, this is a taste test. Because I didn't think you would want me to heat up all 50 pounds. But there is a ice chest upstairs.
Right. Now, I didn't think that Heloise would actually put anything in the chili after our some of our hateful conversations there. You wouldn't put anything. We did part as friends, right? So you haven't put anything in the chili like...
But
I don't think
you
would. No. She might have.
No, we're friends.
You didn't put boogers in there.
We're friends.
Oh.
That's fine. Ints from Heloise. Who doesn't love
chili?
Now, she's brought the chili in some sort of laundry basket here.
Well, I had to stop it. The chili was cooked in San Antonio. My husband and I spent about 9 hours Saturday cooking six different batches for you.
Wow, yeah, look at this. Ints from Heloise actually did bring by
here, yes,
chili for us.
But I'm also bringing the accoutrements that one serves when one serves Texas chili.
My jalapenos. God,
which all this. Is raw jalapenos, pickled jalapenos. Goes the white bread on the floor.
That's all right. What would be your hint for picking that up? No,
that's
just kidding.
Picking it up and then white mush bread.
Mm-hmm.
Onions.
Yeah, look at this. She's got real chili in here.
Paper plates.
Wow.
Perfect.
And paper napkins.
Okay, Heloise, how about you take the first bite? Not that we don't trust you.
Very good.
Yeah.
But you take the first bite.
All right.
And
all right, she's going to try that.
Okay, I'll take a bite now that I'm out of that bowl. Now that I believe that that's the bowl that doesn't have boogers.
Are these all different varieties of chili?
These are all batch number 5.
All right, I trust Heloise.
Chili number 5. We got some of that.
All right, here we go.
Mm.
And you made this yourself?
My husband and I did. My husband's name is David.
Quite good.
That's very good.
And we didn't spice it up too much for you because
Buzz. Did you see Buzz?
Buzz comes running
Buzz
in here.
On a dead run, move faster than he ever moves.
Plate of jalapenos, too.
Wow. And there is we're going to get a picture of Heloise for the website.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
This is marvelous.
And right here in your column today, you know, it's funny you're here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because if we had had a moment, I would have made fun of this one right here.
Now, what's the end?
Now, there's no comment from Heloise.
Okay.
It's just one of the... typical stupid housefrows that writes to Heloise.
All right, here we go.
Dear Heloise,
mm-hmm.
When my adult children move, they save the china and glassware for me to wrap. Before wrapping things in newspaper for protection, I wrap each item in a clean paper towel.
Mm-hmm.
Some glassware or small items that need to be kept together, I might slip them into a plastic newspaper bag. By wrapping in a paper towel, it can then be put away without first washing. Smooth out the paper towels, mm-hmm. and they're ready to be used for their original purpose.
Now, Heloise, with all due respect, it sounds like this woman may be on some sort of narcotic.
This woman is an idiot.
She's thrifty.
She's thrifty. And how many papers, how many newspapers are you in, Heloise?
And she's right, because when you wrap it in newspaper first, the newsprint gets on the plates or the glasses.
That's
so
right.
When you move to your, unless it's a military town, they all know, next time you move, you have to wash everything all over again.
But honey.
But honey?
Listen, no, honey, listen to this, though.
It can Isn't that what you call your wife?
Yes. Smooth out the paper towels.
Use them again.
And they're ready to
She's
be used
thrifty.
Again.
She's thrifty.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, now, do you eat these jalapenos?
Oh,
well,
yeah.
I've got some.
They're hot.
Careful
are
with the
hot?
Seeds.
Yeah, they're hot.
Just eat the green
part. There's some that are hot and some that are not.
Are you calling your wife?
Yeah.
Mm.
I mean, let me ask my wife, who I believe is the cheapest woman on the
She's
planet.
She's darn hot.
Let me ask my wife if she would ever do this.
Then you may have gotten a hot one.
Yeah.
One of these?
Yeah, this one's not hot. Just watch out for the seeds.
Yeah, these are the top part.
That's
so, yeah,
the hot
that's
part.
Why when you pick jalapenos, even though they're all the same batch, that's. Yours hot?
No, not at all.
Get Heloise some headphones, guys.
Okay.
It's like a.
Hey, honey?
Yeah, my boo boo.
Hold on just a second. Let me get some headphones here for Heloise.
Very tasty.
This is a surprise guest that we have.
It's from Heloise is here.
That's exciting.
Hold on. Let's get some headphones so Heloise can talk to my wife.
Very good.
I don't want any hints.
No. I want your opinion, honey.
Okay, because you'll expect me to start doing stuff.
All right, now, sweetie,
evaluate this.
You are cheap, but you tell me if you are this cheap. Now I'm talking to my wife.
Yeah.
Would you ever, while moving, and Heloise, my wife and I have moved, we've been married 20 years, and we have moved from Los Angeles to Chicago to Detroit to Pittsburgh to D.C., to Chicago, to D.C., so we moved a lot.
But this is timely, Don, because I'm actually moving soon myself.
Yeah, but I'm going to stop you even before you ask the question. Most of those moves the radio station paid for.
Okay, but still.
Well, that means right. Somebody else came in.
Well, let me ask you that.
Sometimes. Not
honey,
always.
Not all of them. And let me ask you this, honey.
Are you speaking to Heloise or your wife?
My wife.
Honey.
Would you? Would you? And Heloise, what's wrong with calling a girl, honey?
If you know the person and they don't mind, that's certainly right. Particularly being from the South, because hun is an affectionate term.
Right, honey.
But I would, fine.
That
I would
sounds like it's right out of the column.
A little hesitant to say it to someone from New York.
All right, baby, listen. Would you ever do this?
Baby's better. That's so much more respect.
Would you ever take a paper towel, wrap up a glass in it?
I saw
and,
that.
Wait.
This morning. You don't have to ask me.
Would you reuse that paper towel?
Yes, on the floor.
There it is.
In some fashion, that
there
counts.
It is.
All right.
I would
and she's
not
our friend
it.
Now, so we have to give Heloise her props. There it is, right in her column.
No,
all
you,
right. You know, I thought you'd back me up on that.
No.
Helpful household hand.
No, you know what? One thing I bite my lip on is the way you throw away paper towels willy-nilly before they've got all the goodness used up out of them. I don't say anything, but, you know, it's like burning dollars when I see you do that.
All right, honey.
And also, with tissues, you grab, like, a dozen tissues at a time.
I take at least three or four.
Only
yes.
Give them one little blow, and then...
Are you aware of the fact that in the Heloise versus Don and Mike baseball game, Heloise is now 3-0? Are you aware of that fact?
We beat her on the original one.
We beat her on the original, and then she's come back, and it's a hell of a comeback.
All right,
really.
Thanks, honey. I love you.
All right. I love you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow.
Bye-bye. All right, well, good for you, Heloise.
I didn't say anything.
Good for you. I thought that there's no way a sane, rational person would take that advice.
Well, see, she said it's 50% because she said I would use it for yucky stuff to clean things up off the floor, etc. She didn't say put them back on the roll.
And we now have a question about Heloise, I think. Let's go to Dave. Dave.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, is Heloise cute?
Yeah. Yes.
She is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
She's pretty cute.
Yeah.
How old are you, Heloise?
51.
51.
Oh, very
nice. Does she like them young?
What's that?
Does she like them young?
Do you like them young?
You like young men, Heloise.
Oh, yes, you like young men. That was a question for you, Heloise, from our listenership.
I have a fabulous husband I'm married to, so he's a year or two older than me.
There you go. That's your answer.
Let's say God forbid, you know, he gets hit by a bus today. What's the youngest you go out with, the youngest guy?
Well, I don't go out with anybody.
Well, let's say God,
hypothetically speaking.
Oh, hypothetically.
Yeah, hypothetical question.
For me, I'll say God forbid anything happens to my wife. My cutoff would be at least 16.
Good for you, Don.
I'd say at least 30.
At least 30. So how old are you, sir?
32.
Oh, there you go.
He's in.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Now, Heloise, I don't want to be presumptuous here. And I know you mentioned you're married. You're happily married. However, take a look at my partner, Mike.
Right.
And tell me if you find him to be an attractive man.
Well, since he just gave me this puppy dog look, which it looks like he's practiced, I think.
All right, now he's giving you
his handsome guy look.
This, you know what this is, Heloise? This is my Roman centurion look.
Now, do you consider him to be an attractive man?
Hi.
He's got pretty eyes.
Wow, that's
I've always
nice.
Said that.
You're sitting down now.
You've crushed
he
him.
He does. Got great hair.
Thank
a nice
you.
Face.
Thank you very
lucky
much.
Smile.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I know I could lose a little weight. I'm aware of that. Okay, you've said it. I've read between the Heloise lines here.
Can we get a picture of Mike and Heloise together for the website?
So nice. Okay, no problem.
Could we do that? Because I know that had been the talk. after she was on the show that perhaps when you saw her on the website.
That's right.
You thought there might have been a chance.
Well, I just went, when we spoke to her on the phone, she had a fetching quality. Mm-hmm. Through all of the anal retentive advice, she had a bit of a fetching quality. And then when I saw the website, I said, this is an attractive woman. So this was good. But I know you're happily married, as I am not. And,
you don't cheat.
All right. Well, obviously the camera's not here. Our staff is in a royal lather.
Here is another question for Heloise. Dean, hello.
Hey guys. How's
Hi.
It going?
Okay.
Heloise, I was just wondering, would you ever suck the jelly out of the jelly donut and fill it with chocolate cream pudding?
You familiar with the movie Fatso starring Dom DeLuise?
No, I'm not.
There's a scene in there where they're talking about food, and they're all, like, on this diet.
Did you ever suck the jelly out of a jelly donut and then fill it with chocolate swirl ice cream?
And they're all in this group called Chubby Checkers, and they suck the jelly out, and they talk about what they'd put in it. What is the etiquette about sucking the jelly out, consuming the jelly, and then taking ice cream and putting it back in the donut?
Well, let's see. FDA standards, probably not good.
Really? Okay, so you mean there might be some sort of health risk involved in that?
There's a health risk there.
Really?
And,
I didn't know that.
I probably wouldn't want to eat at that person's house again if I knew that.
Okay. Oh, the camera's here.
All right, let's get a picture now of Mike and the third Mrs. Mike O'Mara.
Okay, one, two, three.
There you go. Beautiful. And Heloise, last thing I must ask. If you would take a quiz that has been taken by everybody on this show.
Matt Damon took it.
We've all taken it.
Every celebrity that's been on the show has taken
Matt
it.
Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, who's the other, the hunky guy that we just had on?
Mark Wahlberg.
Marky right. Mark took it. They've all, women have taken it.
Actor. We had the Libertarian candidate for president took this, this test.
Would you mind taking our sex quiz? It is a simple 13-question quiz. You simply answer yes or no.
Okay.
And if you choose to, you can simply say, I refuse to answer.
Okay.
Which we will interpret as yes. All right, now this is the first. Here we go. Hints from Heloise taking the Donna Mike sex quiz. Heloise, have you ever been in a three-way or had group sex?
Remember, all our celebrities answer this.
What can I say? I decline to answer?
If you choose.
I decline to answer. Answer is no.
Well, that's an answer.
You decline to answer. Do you decline to answer, or is the answer no?
The answer's no.
No. Thank you very much for your honesty.
Have you ever had sex while menstruating?
No.
No. Have you ever had a lesbian experience?
No.
No. Have you ever made love in your parents' home?
No.
Wow. You thought about it.
Well, my mother's dead, so.
Okay, well, that's right.
Hints from Heloise. Have you ever enjoyed hot interracial sex?
No.
No. Have you ever J-O'd in front of others?
Pleasured yourself.
Got your
awkward moment on the show.
Hints from Heloise. Have you ever had sex in a public place? come on, honey.
No.
Lion. Have you ever been filmed or photographed while having sex?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Do you have sex? Have you ever had sex in the no-no? Good.
That's one of his big ones.
That's an exit, not an entrance.
We're not quite. He's pretty obsessed with that. We're not sure why.
Okay.
Heloise, have you J-O'd today?
No.
Have you ever had sex in a car?
Oh.
Maybe.
That's right. A yes.
First yes. Thank you.
Good girl.
You're getting choked up about
three, four. Have you ever had a one-night stand or sex with a stranger?
No.
Do you swallow?
Almost done.
Just remember, this quiz has been taken by hundreds of famous people.
You can ask my husband.
That would be yes.
All right.
And finally, round it off to the nearest 10, 50, 100, or 1,000. What do you estimate your total number of sexual partners to have been?
I've never thought about it.
This would be a wonderful opportunity to think about it.
0 to, what was it?
Any number is acceptable.
The nearest 10, 50, 100, 1,000.
50.
Well, give me a ballpark. What are you, 25 guys?
Under 10, under 20.
Under 10.
Under 10. We'll accept it. Buzz, the tally, please. This could be very appropriate for her image.
One of our most chaste guests ever with two yes answers, but I'm going to add two more because we had our doubts,
right?
So a total of four yeses and 10 partners for Heloise.
Yes.
But still, one of the truly virginal guests
absolutely
that we've had on the show.
No question.
Couldn't be pure.
Squeaky clean.
I mean, absolutely. Who was really, I think when we gave, Greg Brady, right? Was the,
was
would
you
like
some water?
He was the worst.
Yes,
yeah. Of course. After that, you can have anything you want. Greg Brady was, just to give you a little balance, Greg Brady's statistics were what, Buzz, roughly?
I think he had eight yes answers.
Eight yes answers,
what we thought, several hundred partners.
Several hundred partners. Mm-hmm. And Diamond Dallas Page, the wrestler, had over 5,000 partners. that's what he said.
Do they, keep a list or something?
You know, that's an interesting question. I guess Diamond Dallas, I think maybe when he got up to about 1,000, started counting.
Most people, it's just a guesstimate.
Yeah, it's a guesstimate.
Just a guesstimate.
Absolutely.
So have you taken this, Don?
Yes.
All of us have.
Yes,
yeah,
we
all have on the show. Yeah,
we would not do this to you if we hadn't done it to ourselves.
The ultimate in hypocrisy if we would ask a guest to do that and we wouldn't.
And I would be very glad to tell you, three-way group sex, no. Sexual menstruating, yes. Homo experience? No. Made love in my parents' home? Yes. Interracial love? Yes. Jailed in front of others? No. Sex in a public place? Yes. Filmed or photographed? No. No spot? Absolutely not. Do I swallow? I'm a guy. Come on. Have I J-O'd today? Today, no. Sex in a car? Yes. One night stand or sex with a stranger? Yes. Total number of sexual partners? About 40.
And my answers to those, interestingly enough, yes to all the questions on the sex quiz and zero sexual partners. So, pretty amazing little happenstance there. Yeah.
Well, listen, thank you for the chili.
Do you retake
this test every year?
No, we don't. That's an interesting, everybody on the show maybe should update it and retake it. Maybe give us motivation to try different things, Buzz.
Mm-hmm. Try harder.
Well, see, but I've been married for 20 years. For instance, if my answer on hot interracial love was to change, my wife would know I was cheating.
Well, but you said you have to answer the questions as honestly as possible.
She's well, my answers are would remain the same.
Here she goes again, taking our offensive and just slamming it right back across the net at us.
Hello, Mitch.
Smart lady.
Mitch, Donna Mike Show.
Guys rock.
Thanks.
Hey, Mike, I noticed you kind of got a little more prowessness when Heloise showed up.
A little what?
A little prowessness. You kind of...
You mean like I...
a different gear.
Like I stepped up a little bit?
Yes, you did.
Well,
I thought you were practicing.
Well, thanks a lot for really, exposing me. Yeah. Yeah, I did. I'm showing off. You're absolutely right.
He's a sexual predator.
You get an A from us out here.
Thank you very much, pal.
Good
I appreciate
job.
It. Okay, buddy.
Bye-bye. All right, well, listen. Hints from Heloise.
Do you have a book that you would like to plug, seriously?
That isn't why I called you.
I know.
It's all right.
Yeah. That's not why I'm saying it.
If you don't want to plug this, it's
In the Kitchen with Heloise.
In the Kitchen with Heloise.
There you go. There's your plug.
That's fantastic.
Very nice meeting you.
Right.
Wonderful.
Go out and buy copies of that book.
Wonderful.
Oh, now, I also brought you...
Soft hands.
Mm-hmm.
Big bottles of antacid. Just in case you aren't used to eating, because you have to try the jalapenos and the pickled jalapenos and the white onions, and you have to do the white mush bread.
We will.
Can I ask you one question?
Yes.
We got a decorative item in the studio today, and I would be curious as to where the best place for that. Where did we put that?
Here he is, right. Where's here.
Yeah, where would be the? Where would you know? As far as decorating a home, this is our statue
of the dead Dale Earnhardt.
See, because he's passed away, we put the X's over his eyes. Where would be the best place to put that in the studio?
In the studio?
Yeah.
You
need
like
a good spot.
Look at it every day.
Yeah,
like
feng
right.
shui,
inspiration.
Yeah. Feng shui, look Mike. At it, right?
Absolutely.
I think, Lisa, don't you like that view?
Oh, yeah.
She's looking at Dead Dale's ass.
We'll keep him right here, then. There we go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you. Heloise.
Thank you, Heloise. A round of applause for Heloise.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
It's from Heloise.
Amazing. Look at all this stuff in here.
Good chili.
Yeah. Fantastic chili.
Thank you for the food. Oh, let's go to the newsroom now.
Where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Bye-bye.
He made it up.
I got a hint for Heloise.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
In person.
Come here, baby.
Well, that was... You know what? A lot of times they say we'll have a surprise on the show, and it's not a surprise at all. That was a legitimate surprise.
A very big surprise. Nice meeting you. Hints from Heloise.
Thank you, Heloise.
Bye-bye.
There she goes.
That's an older bride to her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
How about you? Would you do her?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Buzz?
Yeah.
You do her?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Buzz, what's your lead story today?
Today, a Catholic official blames the parents.
Oh, please.
Oh, really?
We'll take you down to Chinatown.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very...
professional.
Oh, yeah, we're both showing off.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Give it to me again. Boy.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Yeah.
Two screaming semen demons, Don and Mike.
On WNEW.com, WYSP.com, by the end of the business day, you'll be able to see pictures of the homo in sync priest.
Yes.
In downtown D.C. wearing a suit. Also, you see pictures of the Hints from Heloise of the studio and the dead Dale Earnhardt statue. All of those pictures will be on WNEW.com. Just click on the Don and Mike icon tomorrow, and we'll have pictures of these girls up for you. The girls from iVolt.com.
iVolt.
These girls are coming in. They're going to get naked. They're going to kiss. They're going to touch. And then they're going to be playing nude $25,000 pyramid as we attempt to give you, the Dynamite Home Listener, a trip to Cancun, Mexico.
Wow. You know, that whole thing with Heloise went pretty well. I mean, we were real, real happy. Everybody was happy except for Rob Spiewak. I got the distinct impression that Rob wasn't thrilled because Rob still feels great hate for Heloise.
But Rob, step over and get ready to love.
Yeah.
Why?
Because, and Buzz, I'm going to eat up some of your news time here. I apologize. Mm-hmm. Mike and I were out at Cancer Corner.
Yes.
During a break. And we met one of the guys that we gave part of our bonus money to yesterday.
$100 winner. He said he could really use the money. We were delighted to hear that from the guy.
And we chatted with him for a second. And on the way out, he said he had a gift for you.
Oh, how nice.
For Rob A. And I'm going to ask that we are allowed to keep the gift at work. Now, hold on. Let me wait until you plug your headphones in. So you can get a nice listen.
Rob's kind of music that he listens to at home.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, can you name the tune?
I can't, but I know the genre. This is pre-war German music.
Yeah, we thought you'd be thrilled, Rob.
The guy brought in an entire CD of Nazi marching songs.
Which is really nice because the guy doesn't even do middays here anymore.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Again, and that guy used to like it too.
Yeah.
Can I see the box?
Of course, you get how excited he is.
Well, which cut is this?
Say
what cut number?
Cut number three.
Ah, Vestervold.
Yes. It's pretty disgusting if you ask me.
It's like going home again.
Oh, God.
Very nice.
Stop it.
Thank you so much.
Well, don't thank us. Thank the listener.
Thank you, listener.
Listener was a good man.
It's nice.
This is terrific.
Let me see what cut number four is like.
Oh, Schwarzbrunn ist die Haselnuss. Yeah, you all know this one. Sing along.
They all kind of run together.
These are Nazi marching songs.
Jesus Christ. So happy.
Bob Williams.
There's the deception.
This is nice.
Oh, my God.
Thank you very much to the listener. Who shall go on being nameless. My number, if you would, number seven, number six.
Number six.
All right,
What's the title?
Funkerlied. I thought it might be nice.
You know, God knows what they're saying on these horrible songs.
No, but it's, I like
rat bastards.
I like it for the melody.
Yeah, right.
Not the sentiment.
Yeah. You should be ashamed of yourself liking this. Oh, my God. Okay.
This is terrific.
You know, he'll take it home tonight and listen to it.
Yeah, I will. You'll listen to it in the car.
See how it sounds out of a jingle? Hey, hold on. Here you go. Hold on, Rob. You ready?
Yeah.
Hold on. Here you go.
Rob Spiewak.
Oh, I'm talking it up?
Yeah.
Hey, here's a German favorite.
All right.
Sorry.
One more try. Here you go.
Rob Spiewak.
It is 2:34 on the mighty WJFK, and here's one from me to you.
The Don and Mike Show.
Jesus. Oh, my God. Something about slow jingles.
Buzz is right. It really should have been a transition jingle.
Oh, my God.
Try one more, Rob.
Okay.
One more. Here you go. Ready?
Rob Spiewak.
Broadcasting from the German Sausage House and bringing you the best of the worst.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
Right. Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, horrible. It's like some of the Discovery Channel.
It's like the Hitler Youth on that
one.
My
God.
Oh, that's so nice. It's so nice to be thought.
Take it home and enjoy it, Rob.
I shall.
Yeah.
And if you ever want to borrow it.
No, I won't.
Get a translation going.
Yeah, it might be nice.
You get a translation going, we might not be able to play it again.
Buzz, I think we're going to have to. Your lead story again was.
That a Catholic official is blaming the parents.
Right, and I'll bring you down to Chinatown, meet the parents.
Mm-hmm.
We will do the full segment of news right after this. We'll be right back, everybody.
Right now.
Here we go.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. It's the Don and Mike Show. Surprised you didn't know that.
All right. And now, finally, with some news. Here's Buzz. You know, too much stuff's happened today,
too
Buzz.
Too much stuff.
And we didn't even have the people show up for What Would Your Parents Do?
It's always something on this show.
Mm-hmm. Still, the show is out of control today.
Yeah.
All right. Here's Buzz now.
Hi, Donna Mike. Boston's Cardinal Bernard Law has filed legal papers blaming the negligence of a boy's parents for the boy's molestation by one of Law's priests. The priest is the Reverend Paul R. Shanley, who's publicly spoken in favor of what he calls man-boy love. The parents of one Boston-area boy say Shanley began molesting their son when he was 6 years old.
Grandpa, this banana's fantastic.
The legal response filed by the cardinal is not considered unusual in the legal world, but is considered highly insensitive in this case.
Well, Jesus is mad at him.
Yeah, I would think so.
There was a picture today, I think in the Boston Globe, of a couple of little girls. We're standing in. What?
They were twins.
Twins. Mm-hmm. Twin girls standing in front of the place where he practices religion.
Right.
And it said Law, you know, that's his name.
Right.
Jesus is mad at you.
Which I would say is pretty accurate.
Yeah.
Pretty safe bet on that one.
Jesus is pretty pissed off.
I would imagine
so. The J man is pissed.
Hey, big time.
Yeah.
Quoting a lawyer for some other victims, it says, it's a stupid argument to make when you know Catholics are already angry at you. A psychotherapist says the defense is, and I quote, as reprehensible as any I have ever seen. Two of the key people in the Salt Lake City Olympics figure skating controversy are being kicked out of the sport for 3 years. International figure skating officials today announced a 3-year ban against the French judge at that competition.
Yay.
And France's top figure skating official.
Bonjour.
And we finally know the winner of that $59 million lottery payout in New Jersey.
As long as I've been living, the French have been f***ing us.
Now it's the other way around. And now, it's not the workers from a nursing home who thought they had won in New Jersey. The nursing home workers got this idea because the guy who bought their tickets vanished for a few days after the drawing. But the winners are actually George and Joanne Lopes of Englishtown, New Jersey. They're the owners of one of three winning tickets in last week's big game drawing. The other two are in Georgia and Illinois. The Lopes will get $43 million after taxes. He manages a bar. She delivers flowers and teaches daycare. At least, that's what they did until today.
Aw.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's the response, right?
Oh, isn't that right? Manages a bar.
After
O.J. Simpson was found innocent of killing his wife and her friend, the wife's family sued for wrongful death and won. Now, Bonnie Lee Bakley's family is suing Robert Blake for wrongful death, even before his criminal trial.
Uh-huh.
In another development, now that prosecutors have decided not to go for the death penalty, Blake's lawyer's planning to ask for bail for Blake tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Also, police say they found no blood, but did find gunshot residue on Blake the night of the murder.
Oh, man, it's just a big lie.
Blake's lawyer says that could be found on anyone who handles guns.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
It's all about supply and demand, and Congress has reason to think the oil companies are playing games with the supply to drive up prices. As you've noticed, gas prices are up again. A Senate subcommittee says that's because some companies are tightening their inventory.
I need gas in here today.
So they can raise the price and the profits, thanks to Heloise's chili.
Mm-hmm.
In sports,
and Heloise herself.
Bill Barber has been fired as head coach of the Philadelphia Flyers one day after players blamed him for the team's collapse in the playoffs.
Let me just say, the highest payroll in all of hockey.
Right.
What'd they get? One goal?
Yeah.
In the last game?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
F him off with his head.
Philadelphia finished the season as Atlantic Division champs. That was good for second seed in the Eastern Conference. Despite that, the Flyers were knocked out of the playoffs in the first round.
Just win, baby.
By seventh seed Ottawa.
Ottawa. Ottawa.
And finally.
Named after an animal. The otter. Ottawa.
I didn't know that.
Ottawa.
And finally. It looks like...
No, but it sounds good.
Looks like double secret probation for the Sigma Phi Epsilon fraternity at Wake Forest University. Frat brothers at the North Carolina school have been charged with animal cruelty after police found a drunken, sunburned pig unconscious in a public park in Winston-Salem. A couple walking their dog found the pig the morning after the frat party.
But
the
pig, have I told you you're my favorite?
But the pig lived, right?
The pig is surviving and now recuperating at
That's
a shelter.
Good. That's good.
But the couple who found it say the 200-pound hog reeked of alcohol. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sig up, baby.
If you're listening on WNAW, that's it. We're out of time. See you tomorrow. Toodaloo.
Pass.
Okay, and all other stations, stand by for something not as good as this show.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to Wenda
at
Masters Formal and Costumes for the pre-suit today for the lame guy.
Mm-hmm.
Simply the best. Thank you, Wenda. Masters Formal, 703-354-7500. Pictures of everything that happened today will be online at WNEW.com before the end of your business day.
No!
$25,000 pyramid and a good day to you, sir.
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 Enjoy the music.
May I sing you a song? Toodaloo.
Ass.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.